Broadcasting live from the Don and Mike Building, 3FM, 106.7 WJFK, Manassas, Washington, D.C. This is the Don and Mike Show. Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Don and Mike Show.
He was number one.
Don and Mike Show.
Time to turn it on.
Don and Mike Show.
Turn your radio to the
Don and Mike Show. Don and Mike Show.
Oh, got the news now.
Don and Mike Show.
Turn your radio to the
Don and Mike Show. The Don and Mike Show.
What's going to stop me from coming in with a load of heroin, setting up a little stand, and selling it to anybody who wants to come through?
Look, I'm going to take drugs if I want to, and I don't care. I don't care. I'm going to do exactly what I want to do. And if my little 10-year-old daughter's there when I'm high, I don't care.
Hey, what happened?
The Don and Mike Show.
And it's a good shoot to do on so many different angles.
Wonderful.
Because it's about a guy who bought the house from the movie A Christmas Story.
Wow.
The movie that we all love.
Yeah.
And how come it's not a Hanukkah story?
Well, I think they could have worked it in a little better.
He bought the house that was actually used in the movie,
right,
on eBay for $150,000. Uh-huh. He's going to renovate it to make it look like it did in the movie. He's going to turn it into a museum and a gift shop,
of course. Will they be doing multicultural gifts?
He's going to have Ovaltine and Little Orphan Annie decoder rings.
Right.
And remember that lamp that you bought, Buzz, that you bought, Rob, for,
right,
for Christmas?
The leg lamp.
Right.
Sure.
This is the guy who sells those.
Ah.
This is the guy.
Well, that would be great.
And he's ready for the call, Robbie?
He's expecting your call.
All right. Here we go. So,
Buzz, if you give us the intro here.
I'm ready.
He's going to be ready for Dr. Donald Goldstein and Michael Goodman.
Attorney at law.
9-4.
This should be exciting.
I hope I dialed correctly. For goodness sakes.
No, those surgeon's fingers, you sure?
I'm speaking.
And you're ready.
Live from the Westwood One Radio Network, it's Jew to Jew, presented for Jews by Jews, with your host, Dr. Donald Goldstein, and Michael Goodman, attorney at law. Now, here's Donald and Michael.
How are you?
Hello.
This is Michael Hoffman, and you're listening to Jew to Jew.
Thank you, Michael, and hello to my good friend Michael, and shalom to everyone, and Van Halen and Panama, right there, our beginning music. Welcome to Jew to Jew on this Wednesday.
Well, since you were so nice to introduce me, what I will do is introduce you as Dr. Donald Goldstein, one of the preeminent physicians in the area, and we're very glad to be here with you. I, of course, am Michael Goodman, attorney at law, and this is Jew to Jew.
We're joined today on the show by a man named Brian Jones. Hello, Brian. What say you?
I'm doing all right. How are you doing,
Brian?
It's a fascinating story you have here, Brian.
Brian has bought the house from the movie, The Christmas Story, which should be the Hanukkah story.
I was wondering whether there would be any Hanukkah worked into the story, but of course that's the movie. It's not. We're talking about something
else. The house, though, this is what we're intrigued by. You bought the house. Can you tell us the price of the house? Do you mind? We like dealing in round figures.
Well, I bought it for a round figure, $150,000.
Was that market value?
I believe it had a little bit of a celebrity price tag attached to it.
So that would be good for how many dollars?
I hate to say this. It's not my bag. I'm a doctor.
Yes, of course.
I'm not in real estate.
I've done real estate law. I've done real estate transactions.
But I think that $150,000 is a lot of money for a row house.
Well, and that's what it is. Is it a row house?
It's in a row neighborhood, but it does have its own yard.
It does have a yard, so technically not a row house.
I would not have spent $96 on this house.
Well, you don't know the name. Are you familiar with the neighborhood that it's in?
Have to know the neighborhood if the house itself is only worth $96,000?
How many acres?
I believe it's 0.12 acres.
No, not so virtually no land at all.
No, it's more of a lot.
It's a lot.
It's a lot.
In the movie, which I'm familiar with, the little boy, doesn't he run outside and play in the yard?
Yeah, there's a yard outside. You could go shoot your BB gun around the backyard.
That's where the little boy gets the rifle and shoots his eye out. I like that very much. Now, here's what we're intrigued by this. And hi, everybody. It's Wednesday. Welcome to Jew to Jew. This is Dr. Donald Goldstein.
And I'm Michael Goodman, attorney of law.
The thought today is we're talking to this man, Brian Jones, who bought the house. Let's not dicker with him about the price of the house.
No, of course not. I mean, it's what's done is done.
The truth is that he's going to make some serious cash because he's going to turn this into a museum and a gift shop devoted to the movie. Now, here's my question, and perhaps my good friend, Michael, the attorney, can help you on
this. Thank you. I'm standing by for any assistance that you might require.
But first, I want to know this about the house. Did you lock in a good rate?
I did.
Do you mind me asking, what's the rate?
5%.
That's wonderful.
What a wonderful rate. 5.0? That's no good. You could have gone at least 4.2.
Oh, you're out of your mind.
4.2? Are you talking about in the state of New York, the state of New Jersey?
Where do you see a 4.2 rate of interest?
Hello, everywhere. Everywhere. How good is your credit?
I'm sure that
he not only overpaid for the house, he overpaid for the rent for the house.
You're fucking crazy.
Now, I'm telling you, I wouldn't pay $150,000 for the house.
Why are you talking crazy?
I did a breast job just last week. Right. I don't want to talk out of school. With a very famous Hollywood star. You might know her from Everybody Loves Raymond. And frankly, I'd never seen work like that before. It was a botched job. And I went in and I said, I'll do this. And she said, how much? And I said to her, ironically, I said, $150,000. And you know what she said to me? Brian?
Yes.
Brian, she said, and we're not talking about a house, we're talking about a television star's body.
I know, yeah.
She said, I will not do it. I will not let you do it for a penny less than $100,000. And you know what I said to her? I'll be looking at you in my medical manuals down the road. Goodbye. I'll see you in the freak show.
You offer, and I should actually mention this. We're not here, of course, to plug our various enterprises. It's a separate entity, the show, Jew to Jew. I should mention, though, that, and this is a compliment that I will throw out to you.
I just say bodyparts.com. That's the official site.
If you choose to do that.
Donald Goldstein.
I was going to pass along to our listeners that you do and have, and will, I hope, offer the best plastic surgery procedures consistent with quality. And I think that, hopefully, everyone that comes into your office feels the same way.
As you do with the refinancing that you offer.
If you talk, well, I don't refinance. I'm an attorney. I don't get in. But I do know my way around a good rate. And I'm very confident that the 5% rate that Brian Jones got.
5% rate?
Is
I don't
very
like
solid.
That.
And Brian, why don't we just go to the source? Are you happy with your rate?
Oh, yes. I think it's fabulous.
Well, I rest my case.
Listen, you could go down to Saks right
Closing
now.
Closing arguments
you
finished.
You could go down to Saks right now, find a woman who's just spent $1,900 on a Louis Vuitton purse, and you'd say to her, do you feel good about your purchase? And you know what she'd say? She'd say yes.
Of course
she would. Louis Vuitton, she would.
If you're happy with what you purchased,
but you can
that
find,
is the bottom line.
You can find the nice Louis Vuitton, and what? You don't have to pay the retail.
Well,
I'm saying.
If Brian paid $150, perhaps he could have offered $125. You never can look
okay,
like
well,
that.
Okay, well, let's
you
find out.
You
did you offer lower than $150 just so I can respect you?
No, I tripled Doc Jones to take it off the market for $150, and he took my offer.
Oh, so you dealt, what was that? Was it listed?
Listen.
It was listed on eBay.
For what?
The starting bid was $99.99.
His last name is Jones. What can he possibly know about value?
Well, it seems to me that if you're happy, that's what the bottom line is. I tell all of my clients there. I had a lady just last week that was involved in a litigation, and she was not satisfied with the settlement. And I said to her, well, this is my percentage that I always take. I've made it very clear to you with the various documents that you've signed.
Yes.
And she was unsatisfied, or dissatisfied, whichever you prefer. And I said to her, you know, you...
Unsatisfied.
You basically got a tremendous settlement, and you should be satisfied with that. Some people, I have concluded in my 37 years of practicing law, will never be happy. That's the way I look at it.
I was talking to Paula Abdul. And as you know,
quite the name dropper.
I recently did some work on Paula.
Brian, have you ever heard a name dropper like this?
I don't know.
Oh, well, now listen, hold on. Michael, my esteemed colleague.
Yes, go ahead.
Esquire.
Mention it.
Okay.
Would you like to mention it? Because if you don't, I will.
Go ahead.
All right.
Say it.
A new member of the Goodman stable of clientele. Are you ready for this right now?
Yes.
Mr. Chuck Woolery.
Wow.
Very exciting. Very exciting.
And what are you doing for him?
That, of course, is confidential. He said I could use the name, but we're not going to discuss the problems that he has. Of course, I don't... You know, it's attorney-client privilege. That's the way it goes.
Well, I work with
you. You wouldn't know that. You know, I suppose the Hippocratic Oath, which I've always gotten a kick out of, is somehow seems to have quite a wide berth.
You're just jealous.
I understand.
Because of the work that I do, and let's be honest, the money that I make. A doctor makes more than a lawyer does.
In your case and my case, I suppose I have to yield to you and say that you do make a tremendous amount more relative to the work done and the hours put in. And I doff my fedora to you, my esteemed medical colleague. Brian, how are you?
I'm doing all right. I'm doing good.
Brian, I'll tell you something, though, about my friend Michael Goodman, attorney at law. While he's lowballing the fact that he makes well into 10 figures,
my law practice, let's make sure we specify. I have a number of other ventures.
Yes.
The cleaning stores. I have a number of wonderful, top-notch dry cleaners that do very, very well. And, since this seems to be plugola tonight, I will mention the fact that you and your shirts...
Javi's Custom Cleaners, you going to mention that now?
I suppose I should mention that you and your shirts, 99 cents for one shirt, which I think is very tough.
Yeah, there's a difference between mentioning that.
Thank you.
I mean, why not mention the fact that you own two delicatessens?
I don't own the delicatessens themselves. I own the buildings where they rent me. What are you laughing at?
There's nothing funny here. What's he doing? What's a goy doing in here?
I don't understand that. Someone just decided to cackle, and
I'm
frankly offended.
Brian Jones is our guest on Jew to Jew.
How are you, Brian?
I'm excellent. I was just finding out I paid too much for my house and got a crappy loan,
you will find that Dr. Goldstein and myself, we are probably older, and we are probably more seasoned in the methods of financial transactions.
But listen, this is where, and I don't care if you're a Jew or not, you're going to be able to get some of our valuable advice. Now, you're talking about the souvenirs for this movie, The Christmas Story, which should have been the Hanukkah story, but okay.
We'll accept it. What's done is done.
Say the Ovaltine. Let's say you buy a jar of the Ovaltine with the old-time wrapper.
Is it a vintage wrapper that you have on the Ovaltine?
I do have a nice, orange, give it a little bit of a vintage look to it,
All right, let's just say, and I'm just going to throw out these numbers now. They don't have to be correct. Let's say that you pay $1.50. That's your cost. For the bottle of Ovaltine.
If that's your cost, I should say, find another supplier.
Yeah,
that's outrageous. Like, I understand you're using a hypothetical.
Let's round it off to a dollar. Let's say you pay a dollar for every jar. Yeah. How much would you charge?
No, definitely $5, especially if you know you got the...
Now we're moving somewhere.
The 5-to-1, using the 5-to-1 formula which we espouse on this show all the time.
And if I could only tell you that you're just beginning your voyage. 5-to-1 should soon become 10-to-1, 20-to-1, and you take that money and you go to Goldstein Travel. You know, I still have a few Vatican packages available. I am a doctor, but my sister-in-law, I love her. She's got the travel agency. If you've got to get over to Rome...
I love that package.
I can get you there.
See Rome, be a part of history.
You get the rosary or beads, and you get the water when you're there, and you get to see the waxy pope.
Wonderful. Now, we've discussed several businesses over the years on this show. I would wonder, Mr. Jones, if you know the first rule of a retail store. Never refund.
Never refund?
Yes. Are you aware of that?
I am not aware of that rule.
Well,
for example,
what are you going to sell your little orphan Annie Dakota rings for?
Oh, I haven't really decided on a price yet.
How much do they cost you?
Again, let's work on a pyramid, 5-to-1, 10-to-1, 20-to-1.
5-to-1 generate interest, 10-to-1 when they're totally hooked.
20-to-1 is when you are creating demand.
It sounds like a wonderful business model.
It does quite well.
The leg lamp from the movie, The Christmas Story. He's selling these for $139.99.
As is?
As is.
Now, let me ask you, what's your price on this? I hope that you're using your 5-to-1 ratio on this.
Yeah, I'm using about a 4-to-1, 5-to-1 ratio on that.
4-to-1.
Well, that's good. Well, you sound like you might be on the right road to success.
I don't know if you're going to make a lot of money at this. Are you into this?
As far as the museum you're talking about?
Yeah, well, he's already lost money on the house.
Well, he's put $150,000 to do it without even making an improvement.
He paid too much.
I don't understand.
His interest rate is no good.
I mean, that's ridiculous.
You've got the delicatessens. I've got the other businesses. I've got the travel thing. I've got my wife working in the office.
Sole proprietors have to keep their own golden parachute.
I'm not comfortable with anything below 5-to-1. I'm just not comfortable with anything below 5-to-1.
You've always been able to identify a product that the market will have demand for, and I certainly hope that, Mr. Jones, you're going to find that to be true.
Let me explain to you. And I love speaking honestly, as my partner does on the show, about our businesses.
You're listening to Jew to Jew.
On Westwood One. This is Dr. Donald Goldstein.
I'm Michael Goodman, attorney at law.
We're joined today by Brian Jones, who bought a house.
Hi, Brian.
Christmas.
How are you?
I'm doing excellent.
Let me tell you, if I'm going to give your garden variety housewife, housefrau, if you will, I'm going to give her the Botox injections. Okay? Can I tell you that the little jar of Botox cost me, I don't know, $8?
Yes.
Can I tell you how much I charge?
How much?
Now, my markup is not 5-to-1. It's not 10-to-1. It's not 20-to-1. It's 25-to-1.
Oh, well, all right, then. If we can speak honestly, as we often do.
$400.
Let's say that...
Roughly $400.
Starring in your new film, It Takes a Thief. That's the way I look at that. I think that...
Starring in the new film, Life as We Know It to Be in America.
Brian,
and listen,
is that not outrageous?
What about your billable hours? What about your billable hours? I've seen the movie The Firm.
Every dollar spent on my firm is worth much more, and you know that. Have you finalized your liability release form, Brian?
I have not.
You might. I can actually talk to you about that.
And what if someone slips and falls?
Yes, you never know. They go in, they go up the stairs.
Their head, their leg.
They try on the little bunny suit that the boy wore, and they trip and fall. It could
you're
be
in
a,
court.
A nightmare, and then it's a much bigger cost than the cost of the house. What say you?
I'm definitely going to need an attorney, and I'm going to need some insurance.
You don't need the contract with me. I can sell you a template.
Excellent.
Simple form that we have for everyone.
Are you married?
I am married.
May I inquire as to your wife? Is she a lovely lady? How old is she?
She's a lovely lady. She is 33 years old.
Is there a prenup?
There is not a prenup.
Would you wait in line, please?
Goodness.
You smell, you taste the blood in the water. May I simply ask...
Too late for the
May I simply ask, has she had any work done yet?
No, she hasn't.
She's not. What is it that you think she should... What would you like?
Well, more importantly, what would she like?
Well, she's kind of short, but unfortunately I don't have any cosmetic surgery for short.
Now, I can get you off to an... Now, it's out of the country.
In that barrel, Donald.
I do know. All right. Well, then I'll just stick with what I know.
Yes, of course.
What's her cup size? Your wife's cup size?
Double D.
Now,
are you being serious?
Listen, yeah. I am all for having a good time and having jokes on the show. If your wife is a double D, I'll tell you that I could take her down.
You don't recommend going to double D, do you?
I could take her down to a marvelous full C.
Yes, reduction and augmentation.
Yeah.
And what about the cellulite? The cellulite. The cottage cheese. It's there, isn't it?
When does your store open? Or your museum, as it were?
When is it going to be open?
Yes, that's the question. Please don't repeat a question with a question.
I'm unsure of the opening date. I'm working on the renovation right now.
How much are you going to charge?
On the reservation. This is an Indian project?
No, it's a renovation, not a reservation.
A renovation. Oh, I'm sorry, yes. So, yeah, how long will your renovation take you, and do you have good contractors?
I'm taking a couple bids from contractors.
Are they bonded?
Yes, they are. Well, I haven't, really talked to,
Brian.
Mr. Jones.
Listen, Brian, when you charge, how much ahead to get in, to look at the house, to get in?
Pay me for this one, but it's going to be free.
Now we've got a sound effect. Listen to the sound effect. You have just broken the prime directive.
Free, not allowed with the merchants that we interview on this show. Oh, dear. We've run out of time.
Let me ask you this, though. Ovaltine, is that a Jewish name? Do you know originally if the name Ovaltine is Jewish?
I don't even know whether that's true or not, Donald.
I'm asking Brian.
Brian, are you aware whether Ovaltine is it a family name?
Ovaltine is actually a Swedish invention.
Swedish.
Oh, I thought it was Ovalstein.
No, it's Ovaltine.
Ovaltine, not Ovalstein.
Well, color us not interested.
This has been our interview with Brian Jones, who's buying a house. Listen, he got killed on this house. He bought it. It's like walking into a dealership. Brian, you wouldn't walk into a car dealership and just say, the price on this thing, or I'll take it, I'll walk out.
But nonetheless,
even at your Saturns. You got a dicker and dicker of Beverly Hills.
We wish you the best of luck in your enterprise.
I don't see any way this wins, though. He's paid $150. His APR is 5. He's paying at a 5% interest rate.
I suppose I could talk to him after the show. We could maybe do some work together. Would that be acceptable to you, Brian?
Oh, I'd be happy.
I thank you, sir. That's it.
And Brian, before we let you go, let's not forget what we've learned. What's the ratio when it comes to gifts in the gift shop?
Yes.
Oh, at least 5 to 1.
5 to 1. Maybe you've learned a valuable lesson.
At least
today,
5 to 1. Anything else is an embarrassment.
And any other way, if you go lower than that, you won't be able to really sell a product consistent with quality.
Exactly.
Exactly right.
And if you could just tell us for 1 second, for all of the people like ourselves, all the Jewish people listening, why should we watch A Christmas Story?
Wonderful question. What a wonderful final question.
I mean, I've watched it because a few of the actors I've done work on in that movie, yes. But the mother is.
But I'd like to know that, too. There's nothing about Hanukkah in there, and I'd like
There's
to know.
There's nothing about Hanukkah.
Why should we watch the show, Mr. Jones?
It's not really all that much about Christmas. If you look at the underlying plot, it's more about, America in the 1940s,
I'll applaud that answer. That's an acceptable answer.
It's a cop-out. I think it's a cop-out because it's all about the Santa Claus and,
I understand, but
they've got the Ralphie walking down the street and there's no boys with the yarmulkes and it's just not my type of America.
You're a stickler and you always have been, and I suppose that'll be the way it always will be. But it was still, even though it is filled with Christmas references.
Brian, charge admission.
Please, not free.
I'd like to leave you with that.
Thanks so much, Brian.
Your website is Red. Let me get this.
So complex.
www.redriderleglamps.com.
And you can buy the leg lamps at that website?
Yes, you can.
And how much are they?
Definitely a 5-to-1 markup, $139.99.
Oh,
that's nice. Wonderful. See, already you're being honest with us. Before you said it was a 4-time markup, it's a 5-time markup.
Or you could actually let them in free and charge for the exit.
Exactly. You're not leaving till you pay.
That's just
you know they want to leave.
Brian, that's a silly joke from
a boy. Thank you for being on Jew to Jew with us today.
My pleasure.
This is Dr. Donald Goldstein.
And I'm Michael Goodman, attorney at law.
Until next time, shalom, and now here's Buzzy.
Thanks for listening to Jew, brought to you by the law firm of Ephraim & Associates. Join us next time for another edition of Jew on the Westwood One Radio Network. This is your announcer, Buzz Feinberg. See you at Temple.
That was wonderful. We'll be talking about the lack of Major League Baseball players of the Jewish faith in a moment. Oh, I've got to put this man on the
phone. Please do. Thank you. Talk to you soon, Brian.
My pleasure. Thanks.
Not since Sandy Koufax have we had. Okay, there we go. Now time for the post-interview.
Brian. Hey, it's Rob. How do you think it went?
Rockstein.
Did you enjoy yourself? Well, we wish you all the best, and we hope to have you back on when you open up. All right, all good things.
Shalom.
You too. Bye.
But I love it. I believe that he was giving us the figures on the lamp.
Yeah.
That if it's 5-1, if he's charging 140.
Wasn't it funny at the end when he said, hey, that's really 5-1 there? That was great.
I think he might have been hip to you, but I think he knows the value of the publicity.
Of course he does. That's what keeps them all on.
He had a very good time.
On the pyramids. Yeah. Right. Thank you.
Never refund.
And that's... you'd go to that museum, wouldn't you?
If I was in town, yeah.
I know. So would I.
Absolutely. Oh, thank you. And you know that I was going to ask that lamp that you got, Rob, for Christmas from the movie.
Now I did not get him the full size lamp. They come in all sizes.
That's my question because I remember you told me this is like a month before Christmas. Buzz said I've got the perfect gift for Rob,
right?
Because he loves that movie so much. And then the box was not as big as
not
the
quite.
Fragile box that the dad has in the movie. Of
it
course.
Is great. It's probably the leg itself is about maybe 14 inches,
right.
But it is in a fishnet stocking.
Mm-hmm.
You can either turn the lamp on, you can light the leg, or you can light them both.
Yes.
And it has the proper shade with the fringe on it.
I'd like to see the one that's for $139.99.
They're all exactly the same. The other one is just taller. It's
oh, really?
Taller, like the one, more the size of the one in the movie.
Same plastic. That is a 5-1 ratio.
I do get a lot of comments. On it.
That's
great.
That's
a 5-1 ratio. Yeah.
Maybe you say should work on that.
Of course, with quality.
We'll be right back.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.
Mr. Steinbrenner, sir. There's someone here I'd like you to meet. This is Mr. Costanza. He's one of the applicants.
Nice to meet you.
Well, I wish I could say the same, but I must say, with all due respect, I find it very hard to see the logic behind some of the moves you have made with this fine organization. In the past 20 years, you have caused myself and the city of New York a good deal of distress as we have watched you take our beloved Yankees and reduce them to a laughingstock, all for the glorification of your massive ego.
Hire this man.
The Don and Mike Show.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program. The best of Don and Mike.
I am feeling so much better.
Good.
That I'm already annoying Don.
Well, can we turn the lights back to the other level then?
Well, no. I thought we compromised on that. I mean, I just said, could you turn them down a little bit? And then you went, I cannot work with it
no,
like
I did,
that.
I did not do it like that.
You were a little, just a little diva. You didn't. I was witnessing you being a little diva right, there. I was right. Watching. It was
okay,
funny.
Okay, music over. Let's go through diva.
Yeah.
Let's go through.
Okay, so I know you're having a hard time with
let's
it.
Let's go
I know
through.
You're having a hard time with it. So let's discuss it.
Here's all I ask.
Let's get it on the table.
Here's all I ask.
Right.
Just to have the lights a little brighter.
But the way you said it, if we had it on tape, it was funny. I said, Rob, could you turn those lights down a little bit? And he said, is that okay? And I said, yes, that's fine. And you said, well, I can't work with it like that. That's what you said. And I didn't have a problem with
all
that.
All day yesterday. I was in here the whole day. Are the lights okay for you now with your eyes? Are they okay now? Up, down,
it
up,
was,
down?
It was something where we came in, and that I'm just quoting what you said. It was funny to me the way you said that, because you said, well, I can't work with them like this. And I said, oh, fine, turn them up a little bit. That's fine.
Okay,
Rob came in and said to me, he said, yeah, I said, can you turn the light down a little bit? He said, yeah, no problem at all. So he said, is this all right? I said, yeah, that's fine. I wasn't trying to subvert you or anything like that.
The lights were so low, it was like being in at a Michael Jackson sleepover. Like we were under the covers with just a flashlight.
And all you had to say, can we just turn them up a little bit more? And that's fine. That's all. But it was, that's not what you
can
said.
Can we just turn them up a little more?
That's kind of what it was. That's what it was.
Of course.
It's true.
That's right.
That's it.
Your hair color looks marvelous.
I know you're frustrated because I've had a couple of days.
I'm not frustrated.
It happens.
Mike,
when you work with another human being.
Mike, you're wrong. I'm not frustrated.
Yes.
Just don't bust my balls about the lights.
Right.
When I think I've kind of bent over backwards, pun intended, to make sure that you're comfortable. I really have.
How have you bent over backwards? Just out of curiosity. How have you bent over backwards? Are you talking about yesterday's show?
Yeah.
Yesterday,
during the show,
yesterday you were fine.
Did my level best to help you because you're having a very tough day.
It was the toughest day in 20 years physically that I've had during the show. Yes, it was.
That's right.
Yes.
And I think that I stepped up yesterday.
So did I.
And all I asked today was the lights be...
Do you want them brighter than they are?
I'd like them where they normally are.
Is that too bright? That's fine. If you want them where they normally are, that's fine.
Just tell me
is this where they normally are?
No.
Oh, it's you want them brighter?
See, they're normally... Can I go over here and show you how they normally are?
Can I tell you something seriously?
What?
We never get in this discussion after 20 years of working together, you know, but I give me these facts. I share this studio with you, correct?
Yes.
I'm over here. I'm here every single day with you, correct?
Correct.
We've done this show for a very, very long time.
20 years, correct.
I acquiesce to the temperature that you prefer in here. I would prefer it warmer. I acquiesce to the lighting that you want in here. I acquiesce to every little thing because you're over there pressing the buttons. I go along
cold,
with that whole thing. So I ask the lights to be dimmed a little bit.
Cold makes funny.
David Letterman said so.
Cold makes funny.
This is true.
I like cold. Cold makes funny.
If you want to bring them up to the previous level, I have no problem.
We used to have a setup.
I mean, I had a problem with it, but I won't if it's a big deal.
No, and I don't have a problem either. We used to have the lights at a setting where it was much brighter on my side.
The lighting in the studio.
Much less bright on your side. I would just wish
still do that.
It could come back to kind of that way. That's all.
The track lighting in this studio, first of all, is circa 1958. It's from the Dick Van Dyke Show. That's what we have in here. And the track lighting basically shines directly in you know, my face, okay, and that's it.
Okay, here's what this
on
is
this
about.
Particular
here
day.
I am saying to you, you know, about your hair color.
I was much calmer when I was taking Vicodin. That's for sure. Well, I could have told
here's,
you that.
Here's, all right, you want it. Here's where it is for
yes,
me about
yes.
this with the lights.
What?
Here's why I want the brighter lights. See how big this print is? This thing that I want to read and talk about?
Okay, I'm with you already.
The lights don't get turned up. I got to put on these, okay? Hi. How you doing, Mike? Are you happy now?
Well, now you've done it.
Are you happy now?
Now here I am, once again. My Irish guilt comes to the forefront. I have to put on glasses. Reading glasses.
To be able to read about Michael Vick having herpes.
So the bright light, and I see the print is small.
It does.
I can verify the print is small.
It does help me read. Yeah. And as you can see, the notes that I write myself for the show, also very tiny.
All right. Uh-huh. I don't like to trouble our listeners with this, with these nuts and bolts, but it has to be done. All I ask, turn them up, but see that back one right there?
This one?
Can you just adjust that down a little bit so I'm not staring?
Mike, here's the thing. Here's the thing. I don't need that one.
Oh, then you can then turn it up to
turn them up then
like, sun level.
Turn them up like McDonald's French fry machine.
No, you could seriously that affects me in no way whatsoever.
See,
look at this.
This is why we've never
seriously,
argued.
Seriously, that's the one that doesn't affect you at all.
But this
that's the one that was directly in my face.
See, that doesn't help me at all.
Yay. That's great.
Didn't you see how we did that? But do you see that for 20 years though that. That's why we're not
having a problem. For 20 years, I've kept quiet.
I've kept
total silence.
The problem with these lights is not so much the light, but the heat.
They really throw
off the heat.
Well, that's that's why we keep it cold in here.
Here's the deal. I'm feeling just a little better today. Kind of giddy and excitable. I really, really am because I am.
Excitable boy.
No, because I really am feeling better. And sometimes that excitability translates into just a tantrum like I threw. I love it, though. I'm happy.
I certainly did not mean to have a diva-like moment.
You did. Yeah, I mean, that's the truth. You did. You had a, and you know, the fact is that we both have diva-like moments on a regular basis, and, you know, I
think... You more than me.
If you're saying yesterday that I was a diva, no, then I will accept that because I really don't have much of a memory of yesterday.
Okay, I'm not. Take yesterday out.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Take yesterday totally out of it.
Well, I don't require a lot, do I?
Really?
Do I?
Don't ask me. Ask the people who are with you.
Okay, all right.
Those who fetch for you.
This is true. Listen, and no one fetches for you, do they?
The fetchers.
No one fetches for you at all. No one.
Not
no one
like haters to your
not
every
need.
Not like they do for you.
That's true.
That is true.
Well, you know, you weren't in the office today. Usually we would talk before the show, and you know, as I'm sitting there looking at your navel level as you sit, and I sit as I'm sitting basically on ground level in a 1912 couch.
From the, no, it's got more
biological from the Dick Van Dyke show.
Yeah,
also,
right. And it still smells like paint in this building.
That's right.
It really does smell like paint.
Love that. I'm just venting. I'm venting a little bit because I feel good. I'm venting for a good. I'm venting for a good reason. I feel. I'm really. I'll take you all on today,
it's
man.
Spring.
I'm just feeling so powerful today.
Okay, but I don't want to fight.
I'm not.
I mean, if I want to fight,
if we were fighting, I would have said.
Here's why I'm.
Your lights are up, aren't they?
Here's where my next fight is. Check me out in 4 hours and 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as I walk through the front door of my house.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, I'll back off.
That's when I'm going to get my next fight.
The lighting problem is completely solved right now.
Goodness,
I feel good. I just can't help. See, I know it's the many moods, but I feel giddy. I feel giddy today.
Good. I'm glad you're giddy.
Yesterday wasn't giddy.
I know you were not giddy yesterday.
No, I wasn't giddy at all.
And hi, everybody. It's the Don and Mike Show.
Hi, everybody. Can we have the music back now? You want the music back?
No, that's been
gone
put away
forever.
Already. Been put away. Been
right.
put away.
Okay.
877-365-3636. I see that.
I'm kidding.
From anywhere in America. I know you are. That's why I said that. From Canada, from Mexico, 800-636-1067. And Washington, D.C., if you're listening on WJFK FM, first off, congratulations. And second, let's get to know you by name. There's so few of you listening to the station.
Yes, of course.
202-432-1067.
Wonderful.
Okay, so Mike is obviously feeling better.
Yeah, sure am.
We are glad to hear that.
Mm-hmm.
Also want to welcome back Beth Ann and Joe and Travis back from their two-week steroid suspension.
Yeah. Bravo.
They used both the clear and the cream.
And they were gone for a while. And they're giddy, too. I think they're happy to be back.
As you know, Beth Ann did most of the injecting into the buttocks of Joe and Travis.
Mm-hmm. And boy, they're so bulked up, but you know, as soon as they went on that suspension, they came back and they're just waif-like. It's terrible.
Yeah, that's right. They, you know, it's like the Martha Stewart thing. You go into prison, you lose a bunch of pounds.
That's amazing.
So, yes, and all of them.
Beth Ann looks like Shelley Duvall.
And Travis looks like the guy in Powder. If he had dark hair.
Travis would be the most amazing transformation. No doubt about it. Travis frightened all of us. Everybody said the same thing when they saw him.
Travis?
Yeah.
Travis. Oh, my God.
Travis?
What happened to all your hair? So, listen, here's the deal with Mike Vick, because this is just too great.
Yeah.
Too great to even wait till late in the show to mention. Mike Vick's got herpes.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, what's great about that? Well, if you're Michael Vick, really nothing.
Right.
He gave it to a chick. And
oh, that's how it got out?
Yeah, and she's outed him on this thing, and apparently he didn't wear a condom this one time.
They didn't go to a Tony Bennett concert.
But you're going to love this. You're going to love this. The fake name that he uses to get his meds.
Oh, really?
Because, you know, 12 pills a day are a hassle, so Michael Vick only takes one or two.
Virtually incurable, though, correct?
That's
herpes.
Correct.
Yeah, herpes cannot be cured.
Are you ready for Michael Vick's herpes name?
What is it?
Ron Mexico.
Ron Mexico.
I like it.
It's a good DJ name. It's the Ron Mexico Show.
Hello there, all CBLs. This is Ron Mexico.
We have your herpes meds, Mr. Mexico.
Oh, that is wonderful. Someone from the Atlanta Falcons will be by to pick those up for you shortly.
Thank you, Mr. Mexico.
This am Ron Mexico. This am not Michael Vick.
Now, Ron Mexico.
Oh, that's a great name.
So has he been sued by a lady for...
I don't know, yeah. Something like that.
She says he told her he never mentioned it to her, you know, his condition, because it's not something he likes to talk about. You understand.
I remember Mike Vick went on an Atlanta radio station, I think about a year ago, to denounce rumors that he was gay.
Right.
That was the big rumor that was out there.
This should take care of that.
That he was gay. Hello there. Don and Mike Show.
Yeah,
you're on the air. Hello.
Hey, Lars Larson went off on you guys last night.
He went off on us? Oh, boy, it's a good thing I got my gun.
Oh, man.
If we're being threatened by another disc jockey, whoo!
An armed DJ.
He said people like that are people like you are the ones that get shot, and people like him are the ones
that... interesting. Did he use that terminology?
Yeah.
Really? That is interesting.
Yeah,
maybe we should look into that.
Let me just give you a little background. This is a disc jockey. We read an article from a DJ magazine yesterday about this guy in Portland, Oregon, who the whole thing was be afraid of your listeners and what disc jockeys can do to protect ourselves against listeners. And the guy's first thing that he wrote was get a handgun and get a concealed permit.
I've always known from my baby DJ manual that when you're talking about guns and shooting people, that that's an area where you kind of you have to be semantically right on target.
Tread lightly. Be very careful.
You really have to be careful. I'd be interested to know what he said.
Well, thank you. Tell Lars thanks.
I will.
Lars
Larson.
Lars. And wasn't Lars the name of the husband on...
Yes. Phyllis's husband.
On Phyllis.
Right.
Yes.
The one we never saw, right?
That's right. On Syphilis, starring...
starring Michael Vick.
Lars Leachman. Don and Mike show.
Here we go. Hello. Don and Mike. Hello.
Hey, Mike.
Hey.
How are you?
Fine.
I know why you're feeling great today.
What's the matter with the phones?
It's something on this line.
Hello, I'm your father, Luke. Yes. Yes, my dear.
Mike.
Yes?
Great, because you're under Constantine's spell.
Oh, no. Oh, dear.
No.
This phone will never do.
Not after show tunes last night. As a matter of fact, I wasn't under anybody's spell watching American Idol last
night. Called me last night, about 10 after 8. I pick up the phone in disgust. I said, hello. I saw it was him. He says, what do you think? I said, I effing hate Broadway. Rob said, knew you would. Knew you would.
Now, I don't think you should blame Broadway for it. You should blame the songs they chose, and especially that I call him Throat Boy.
The Trach Boy?
Yeah, the Trach guy.
Oh, he's still in.
Well, they're saying that it's either the Trach Boy or my man, the fat guy that threw the phone at his baby's mama, it's going to be one of them that gets it tonight.
Oh. I noticed last night that anytime someone says something bad about Trach Boy, his scar puffs out.
It's gross.
It is.
It's
nasty. It like moves.
Couldn't he take 1 week and wear a turtleneck?
Wouldn't it be great, though, if he had, since he did climb every mountain, if he did it dressed as a nun?
But the way he sang it, you know, I'm a kid. I grew up with those, you know,
I hate
the
Broadway.
Julie Andrews thing. But that's a TV show that the kids
I
that
hate
show kids.
All of yeah. the that they get these,
and he takes it and he goes, climb every mountain, explore every stream.
And the one guy, Ozzie Smith's kid, the baseball player's kid,
he sucks.
The guy who comes out with the fedora, whatever he's doing, he tries to turn it like into an R&B song.
Wasn't it People?
Yeah. Oh no. Although that chick from Las Vegas, I guarantee someone should be calling the hospitals in the Las Vegas area today to find out if that is
Michaela.
Her name. Michaela.
Yeah.
If she has, in fact, killed herself today. Because she didn't make it through. Buzz, you don't watch American Idol.
That's true. Well, what happened to Michaela? I mean, you're bringing up Michaela. She wasn't... did something happen to her?
Well, she got kicked off the show.
Well, 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
But she was like the young Barbara Streisand.
Right, exactly.
So this would have been her time. I mean...
Oh, that's right. It would have been her time to shine,
you know,
Mr. Chance.
Along the time that the sister started singing People,
right.
I imagine that Michaela goes, Mom, where are the pills?
These are the songs that I was going to excel at. We need to put a pipe into the garage.
This is my song, Mother.
I am ready to check out right now. Are you kidding me?
I could have so sung that.
All right.
Broadway.
Ozzy Smith's son sang something from West Side Story.
It wasn't just that it was Broadway. It's that every single person did a crappy job. I think everybody. And Paula... For more than I've ever seen her.
You mean thirsty?
Just loved everybody. I thought Paula was under the influence of some sort of narcotic last night.
I love that about her.
When I was watching Constantine...
But her thumb is good.
Yeah, great.
And Constantine's teeth. Listen, let's not talk about Constantine's performance.
I thought it was his most pouty performance ever.
Let's talk about how come no one's introduced that kid to Colgate or Crest White Strips, whatever those things are you can put on your teeth overnight.
Start with that mouth and then work out to the rest of the body, because that boy looks like he needs a bath. He looks like he needs a good scrubbing.
He needs to scrub that little cleft in his ass.
And they sure did gay up my man, Bo Bice. They put him in that red leather outfit. He comes out singing that song from Pippin.
Oh, Pippin!
What the hell's wrong with this show?
The selection of the songs from Broadway, and it's just...
Stinks! American Idol stinks!
And even the judges, I thought, were terrible last night. They were predictable.
Well, they were terrible because the show was terrible.
But it seems that occasionally... don't they all gang up on somebody once in a while?
Yeah.
And they don't do it anymore. Paula now stands up and applauds for everybody that performs. She has something wonderful
to
say
to Constantine. I love you.
Oh.
This is it. I love you.
I'm in love with you.
I just want to say, it's the time.
I'm in love with you.
You made it.
Lick your chin.
You made it yours.
And Simon
looked like... Your own style.
Simon looked like he wanted to be in another room.
Horrible.
He did.
Horrible. 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 Terrible.
And did I miss anything that they showed a close-up of Neil Sedaka for no good reason?
He was just there.
Yes, he was just sitting in the audience. Just sitting in the audience.
He's got nothing better to do.
So I was just wondering, did they mention it or anything, or was it just Neil in the audience?
He was just there.
God, I hope he's there next week, too.
That ruins American Idol, though. You know, Broadway. Yuck.
Simon made a comment late in the show that, I don't know whether it was true or not, but he made a reference to the fact that Ryan Seacrest chooses the type of songs that they're going to do. That can't be true.
No, it's got to be a joke.
It's what they get cheaply. Remember, we found that out before we went on vacation.
Yeah, he's just kidding because he knows it sucks.
And it's Broadway.
It's Broadway. And excuse me. By saying Ryan Seacrest is involved, I thought that was like a fag joke.
Yeah,
in some way he was.
They're trying to out-gay each other.
And I love it when he calls him Cowell.
Yeah.
Don't you bother listening to that cowl.
Cowl. Wouldn't it be better if he just said, and Ryan's a fag?
You know, I wish they would go to that level because it's almost to... Sorry, Buzz, made you spit out there.
Make laugh, yeah.
It's almost like to WWE Raw because
right.
You have the fans and the friends right. of each singer in the audience, and they've got signs. One that says, like, Simon Cowell, and did you see the one that had a cow with Simon's face photoshopped over the cow's face? Wow. Simon Cowell, you stink.
Without question, one of the worst episodes of American Idol I've ever seen.
And yet you'll be back next week.
I suppose next week. I'll be back tonight.
Fascinating. Now, something you said earlier, Mike, you said the Trake boy ought to wear a turtleneck. Wouldn't that muffle his singing?
Oh, God. Like it's the speaker?
Yeah, I don't know. Where's the sound? I haven't seen it.
You know what?
I don't know where the sound comes out.
I have to tell you something, though, about that Trake boy.
We are Devo.
I found myself fascinated as he sang, watching where his Adam's apple should be.
Yeah.
I found myself fascinated watching that, in high definition, watching that little pulsating scar.
Well, it looks to me like when I'm watching that, and he's breathing, and whatever musculature is in there causes it to go in and out.
I think he's hairless.
It reminds me of another body part.
Me too.
Really does.
Me too.
And in the O'Mara household, we refer to that liberally. You know, as the, his neck A.
Yeah, right.
It's really what it is. I mean, it's not just a trait. A lot of people get that procedure for one reason or another.
Yes.
But what did they use when they did his?
They used the same stick they used on the Pope, I think. What they used.
And that's what it was, a stick.
And I'm serious about that boy. I don't mean to sound like Michael Jackson. That Trake boy, he's hairless.
Do you remember Simon's comment about him? Hideous.
Yeah.
That's all he said.
Unlike Constantine, who would be just hair everywhere. Hair out of every orifice.
Matted hair, yes. Matted oily hair.
I think that the Trike boy had his operation when he lived in Russia. So I'm guessing they did it with a broken vodka bottle.
That would explain it.
Bring boy over to me. I will help him breathe.
Hello.
Have him breathe.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
You know, yesterday you were talking about Simon and Paula hooking up. Did you happen to know notice the ring that Paul was wearing on her left ring finger?
God, yeah, I'm not, listen, here I am screaming about how bad that show was. It was a skull and crossbones, wasn't it?
Was she really?
Yeah.
I didn't notice.
Yes, it was. You know why I was staring at her hands? Because I'm fascinated with that infected thumb, which started her whole spiral into pills. And
you really do sit closer to the TV than all of us, don't you?
Well, or maybe I just have a bigger screen.
You have a bigger screen, but she's wearing a skull and crossbones.
Yeah. And I would have called you to mention that to you, but I had already dismissed Rob earlier in the evening.
That'll be all.
He called to talk about it. I said, I hate this. That's it. Goodbye. Hello. I mean, goodbye. Hello. You say goodbye. I say hello. Don and Mike. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Hey, did you guys catch when Constantine said he was part of the touring Rent production?
Yeah, Broadway show.
Huh?
Yeah. Yeah, he did.
That's the whole rocker thing that might even be a staged rocker thing.
He said, you know, well, I'm in a band.
A rock band.
And, you know, I'm a front man. And I wouldn't be surprised if he's like one of those creeps who does, like, the show down in Orlando.
Yeah.
You know, like one of those, you know.
Oh, sure. Yeah, the guy that's on stage at the theme park.
Now Disney says it's time to salute America and buy your beverages, and now everybody sing.
He just is gross. And I think that Paula is responsible for him hanging in there.
No, you know what? Simon is just as responsible, because Simon says something.
He says something kind of veiled gay every week.
I was going to say, he says something every single week that either...
In the history of pouty performances, that was the most pouty I've ever seen.
Everybody else, he says, you stink, your pitch is bad, you're horrible, you're awful. With Constantine, it's always like, your hair tonight is a different shade of oil, the grease that's emitting from your pores, I can smell. I'd love to put some pasta in a bowl. And
those are marvelous, marvelous trousers.
Slacks.
I love your slacks this evening.
One great thing last night is when he made a reference to washing powder.
Yeah. Why? Oh, yeah.
The British thing.
And none of them knew.
No.
It stopped the show.
Yes. Well, you know, Constantine wouldn't know anything about washing powder. anything derived from soap.
Number 15 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
Donovan McCoy, some of the players you see tonight may make it to the big leagues one day.
What? Aren't we going to see any washed-up major leaguers?
Sure, we get a nice mix here.
I can't think of a better place to spend a balmy summer's night than the old ball yard. There's just the green grass of the outfield, the crushed brick of the infield, and the white chalk lines that divide the man from the little boy.
Lisa, honey, you're forgetting the beer. It comes in 72-ounce tubs here.
I hope you'll space out the tubs this year, Homer.
What are you getting at?
Well, last year you got a little rambunctious and mooned the poor umpire.
Marge, this ticket doesn't just give me a seat. It also gives me the right, no, the duty, to make a complete ass of myself.
The Don and Mike Show.
Show.
Radio God.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, do you think the NFL is going to ban Mexico on the back of jerseys now?
That's a herpes Michael Vick reference. The first one of the day.
That's pretty good. Thank you,
Mexico.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
This is Mexico. Hello. Am I having medicine there?
Two pills is a hazard.
Hello, Coach Moore. This is Ron Mexico. This is Michael Vick. I will be 10 minutes late for practice today.
And if you want to have an alias.
Jesus. Yeah.
Is that an identifiable? What did he go as? Ron Mexico.
You're at the CBS, you know. Pick up Ron Mexico. And it's not like Michael Vick is not somebody that everybody in America doesn't know.
Yeah, especially when he's down there in Atlanta.
Yeah.
You know, you can imagine that guy being able to walk into a drugstore without getting a... No, I'm Ron Mexico.
No, I'm sorry. This is my name is Ron Mexico. I get told on a lot that I look like Michael Vick.
Oh, no, you're Michael Vick and you're buying herpes medicine. I know you. I watch you every Sunday.
No, I'm not, Mike. This is Ron Mexico.
Well, Mr. Mexico, you sure look a lot like Michael Vick. Could I have your autograph, Mr. Mexico?
Only if you're not afraid of getting a herpes. I ain't washed my hands since we lost that playoff game.
I'll get finger herpes for getting your autograph.
What?
Maybe he was in disguise with a sombrero and poncho. Yeah.
And a bandolier across his chest.
See, I am ready for my field.
Ron Mexico. This is Ronald Mexico.
Ronald.
Where are my pills?
Two pills is a hassle. 8 pills a day is a hassle. Now I take only 2.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
That's a whole different Michael Vick experience, huh?
That's very good.
Good for you, honey.
The Michael Vick experience. Oh, that's good.
That's good.
Okay, now I called because you guys forget to mention Simon's nipples. That's the best part.
Mike and I have a meeting. Mike and I have a meeting every Tuesday before the show to say, either on Tuesday or Wednesday, make sure we talk about Simon's nipples.
Do his nipples show? Can you see his nipples?
Yes, he needs to wear an undershirt or something. They're always protruding through.
Are they big? Are they dime sized, nickel sized?
Not dime, but they're nice. I could put my on them.
Oh.
honey.
Oh dear, so many conflicts in that call.
Better not do that to Michael Vick.
Oh no!
Just get the Michael Vick experience.
This is great.
Thank you.
Oh, this is Ron Mexico. Would you like to breastfeed me? I mean, I will breastfeed you.
You're Michael Vick. You're not Ron Mexico.
I'm Ron Mexico.
You look just like him.
You're very talented. Oh, say, are you afraid of the herpes?
Can I carry your meds to the car? Your two pills a day.
Hello there. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don and Mike. My name is Pat Mexico, and he's given us our family name a very bad name.
Your last name is truly Mexico?
Yes.
Well, it seems to me there are a lot of people who have done a lot to give that name a...
Wow.
A bad rap
up.
Long before Michael Vick.
I've never met a Mexico before. Are you really a Mexico?
Yes, Pat Mexico.
No, you're not.
No, he's not.
You're lying.
Your last name is not Mexico?
I was on the Michael Vick experience ride, and I had to get checked. Right.
Okay. You were a little gullible there. I thought there might really be a Mexico family.
I'm sure that
there might be, but he wasn't.
I bet in America somewhere, well, of course, there are Mexicans everywhere.
Sure.
But I bet if you went like to anywho.com and just clicked in the name Mexico.
Think there's a last name Mexico?
Sure.
I've never heard. It's certainly not a common name.
Buzz, are you there?
Yeah, I'll look it up.
Can you go there? I bet there is. Hi, this is Bob Mexico.
Hi, I'm Bob Mexico. Come on over. The Mexicans are going to be here. I guess the Mexicos will be there. Are the Mexicos coming?
No, you might say, are all the Mexicans coming? If it was like a big family reunion.
I bet you probably, to differentiate between the country and the name, you'd say, all of the Mexicos will be there. As opposed to all of
the Mexicans
will be there.
And the best nickname for that would be Tex. Tex Mexico.
What do we have on this Sunday?
Tex Mexico.
Buzz?
Yeah.
How's it going over there?
I'm entering it now. You want to do what city do we want to put in?
Try
Texas.
How about Los Angeles?
You want to try Los Angeles?
That's our best bet.
Mike, yeah. You know, 501, 6.5 of the other.
I think we get California and Texas.
A baker's dozen of whatever.
I'm searching for an R Mexico in Los Angeles.
It's just last name Mexico.
I think you have to give something.
Okay.
Please give something.
No. They don't have it.
Try
there's no listening.
A Mexico.
A Mexico. Arnold.
Archie.
Alan.
Adolf.
Andrew. Andrew Mexico.
Andrew Mexico.
Abe.
Abigail.
Ann Mexico.
Ann B Mexico.
Avery Mexico. Any Mexico show?
No, still no listings.
All right, try F Mexico. Or no, how about this? Try F Mexico. Frank Mexico.
Hey, are we doing a search for a name or are we making a political statement here?
Mike, that's the beauty of this.
F Mexico.
You judge.
Frank Mexico.
No listings were found.
Mrs. Brand Mexico.
What do you think, Judge?
I thought that's what it was.
Me too. I thought that F Mexico was.
Did you put J Mexico in there?
No, I didn't.
Like for Juan Mexico.
Juan Mexico.
Oh, we ain't going in looking guilty.
Now I'm using a different search engine, checking all of California.
Oh, all right. So you're checking all of California for Mexicans.
And page is loading.
Mexico.
A bunch of them.
Oh, we got them.
Francis J. Mexico.
Hey.
I'm guessing Fresh Mexico is a market.
Yes.
David Mexico, David G. Mexico.
David Mexico.
Dale Mexico, Howard, Gene, Joan, Merv.
You were right.
Mervin Mexico.
Hi, this is Merv Mexico. How you doing?
Merv Mexico. Richard and Rick Mexico.
Rick Mexico, right?
Valerie Mexico.
Val.
Again, Spices Mexico, probably a store.
Who'd have thought all those Mexicos?
Michael Mexico, Linda Mexico.
Michael Mexico.
Scott Mexico.
Mike Mex.
That's great.
Yeah, very nice. Cesar Mexico.
So who knows, maybe Michael Vick ran into a real Ron Mexico that he didn't like, and that's why he used that alias when he was buying herpes drugs.
Imagine if there is somewhere now a real Ron Mexico.
I bet there is.
The real Ron Mexico is probably, you know,
Hello, this is Ron Mexico. I do not have herpes.
Well, Buzz, you going to check with Ron Mexico now?
Yeah, I'm going to look that up now, specifically in Los Angeles again. I'm back to that.
Ron Mexico.
Ron Mexico.
You got him?
Who's this? Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Not from this service. Let me try the other one.
Hello. Oh, there you go. Hi, you're on the air.
How's it going, guys?
Okay.
Good. Hey, I have a question. Have you guys ever actually met anybody from Mexico? Because I know it's one of the biggest countries in the world, but I've never met anybody from there. They're always from Cuba or Uruguay or Guadalajara.
I think both Don and I, in a manner of speaking, probably have bumped into hundreds of people from Mexico.
Yeah, but are they? But will they say they're from Mexico?
Pardon me?
Will they say, hey, I'm from Mexico?
I know.
Have you ever met anybody who said, I'm from Mexico?
Well, have you ever met anybody that said, you know, I'm from Guadalajara?
I think that when you're dealing with people from Hispanic countries, you get individuals that are a little competitive. I was speaking to a guy that is from El Salvador, and he thinks that he does a better job than the guys from Mexico. The Mexican guys think they do better jobs than the guys from Salvador, and it goes on and on like that.
I'm from Mexico.
So you're from Mexico?
I am. I was born in Tijuana.
Nice to meet you, Rob.
See, now your case has fallen to the ground.
All right, goodbye. You know, you say that the way you say things about grocery stores, and you say it almost so sincerely that I'm almost inclined to believe you, that you were born. I could see Sharon down there, beads of sweat on her forehead, you know, popping you out down in Tijuana.
It was just an accident. But, yeah, that was where I'm from.
Wouldn't that be the greatest, though? Because what is that your percentage is that you're Jewish?
I'm one-eighth Jewish.
What if his one-eighth Jewish baby body was born in Mexico?
Right.
And even better, what if your dad was black?
Mm-hmm.
That would be... Then you'd be
Wouldn't that be great?
The walking enigma. Oh, and welcome back, Joseph Ardinger.
Joe has flown into the studio with some very important news.
Joe, back from his suspension. Joe, here's the most important question.
Joe Mexico.
What are you enjoying for lunch today?
Double R Bar Burger.
Ah, those are good. Nice to see the great tradition of tiny trinkets of food in his teeth.
I wasn't suspended. I was organizing the WJFK softball team.
Okay, well, listen, we got one. He found one here. He actually found a Ron Mexico.
Does he know that Roy Rogers is out of business? That burger could be like 10 years old.
Aren't there some still?
I don't. Hey, I know you love that microphone, but come on over here for a second. To the side.
Number six?
Yes, number six. Hi, Rob.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Rob.
Hi, Rob. Let me know as soon as Ron Mexico picks up. And if not, then we got three more.
And Ron Mexico, if he's not aware of it, will certainly have a bone to pick with Michael Vick.
Any answer there?
No.
Okay, we're going to move to the next one then.
Following the next one, how many do we have?
We have three.
Okay, three.
Take it back. Only two, and they're both from the same state.
All right. Not from here.
No.
Ron Mexico. I found Ron Mexico. Rogers and Richards in California, but no Ron Mexico.
Now, these guys are all in. Oh,
Rogers, yeah. Mexico.
Thank you, guys. I'm on line five.
Yes.
Hi, Rob.
Hi, glad you're feeling better.
Thanks so much.
Ronald Mexico lives in Southgate, Michigan.
Uh-huh.
We couldn't get him. But Ron Mexico. Ron Mexico lives in Brighton, Michigan.
If you selected your name randomly out of the entire United States, would you like to come on the air on our radio program?
Unless you want a prize.
We have a prize for you. Okay, are you hello?
Oh, so the Mexicos aren't necessarily trusting people.
Mike, that would be Mexicans.
No, Mexicos.
Mexicos.
See, I'm not making a stereotype for an entire country.
I was.
I'm simply making a stereotype from a family name.
I was, though.
She sounded dim.
All right, let me try this, then. Seven, three.
Right, do we have a third?
No, I'm going
to... You're going to call Mrs. Mexico back?
Just try her myself.
No, I'll do it.
Get ready for a little old-fashioned diplomacy.
Oh, here you go. I just be on, you know. Listen, and her last name is Mexico.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Just say FREE.
Well, the grandfather just asked for old Mexico. That's the old El Pasos.
Yes. Hi, is this the Mexico residence?
Hi, this is Billy Bob. I'm calling you from Westwood One Radio. I believe one of our ignorant hosts just tried to call you a moment ago, and I wanted to offer you the chance to come on the radio with the Don and Mike Show for a $20 Tower Records gift card.
Gone?
She hung up.
She
didn't just, Rob, she just didn't hang up.
She said something?
Yeah.
She said a little something, a little greeting, a little Mexico greeting?
Yeah, and she said it in American.
I think I know the problem. You're calling during siesta.
What'd she say exactly?
She said that I should go F myself.
Really?
Yeah, that this is the second call now from this number and stop that.
I guess that means she won't be coming on the air.
Maybe it's a side effect of the medication.
That's a shame. Hello. I can tell you about that.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, I thought it was just a, I was a little more forceful, because Rob still got that whole, you know, hi, would you like to please come on? Yeah, I think just call up and say, listen, you win a prize, come on the radio. The
Mexico family has been chosen out of a hat.
Hello, Mexican hat dance. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, you're on the air.
Hello.
What can we do for you,
sir? For the last time, you're on the air.
There's a guy named Ron Mexico, who plays hockey for Utica.
You mean the minor league hockey team?
No, I think it's a college. Division three, right. Utica.
You know, what I think is interesting that Joe has just put a note back up on my screen, and thank you, Joe. How do you think Joe spells hockey?
You gotta give it to me. I can't even imagine.
H-O-C-K-Y. Hockey.
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 Like, where's my socky? Let's play hockey.
Hockey. Oops. Hello there, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yes, do you have the Ron Mexico in Michigan?
No, I think we ended up, we did get the right the Mexican in Michigan, but they wouldn't come on the air with us.
That's the right Mexico, Don.
Okay.
Yes, the right Mexico, yes. Right. We got the right Mexico in Michigan.
Do as I do, Bill O'Reilly. When flying in from Sacramento, I go to O'Mara's Bar and Grill.
Where did that gratuitous plug? Oh, that's the one I paid for last week.
Okay, Arch is coming through a little late.
Yeah, because we were on last week.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey.
Hey.
I wanted to let you know how it is in Mexico.
That what? Now, please try to slow down. What is it? Say it again.
Guadalajara is in Mexico.
Now, we had to delete that out.
That's such a shame. We found
that word.
Richards.
We
found Dick Mexico. Richard Mexico, yeah.
Yes, we did. Okay.
He's a jerk.
Get out of here. He's a jerk.
Ron Mexico is number 9 for Utica on the hockey team there, and he was born in Brighton, Michigan.
Well, wow. Now listen, I'm no lawyer, but it seems to me that, you know, the untimely passing of Mr. Johnny,
mm-hmm.
You know, someone from the firm of Cochran and whoever they are should get on with all of these.
Oh, sure, Mexico's.
Ron Mexico's.
The whole Mexico family ought to go see the lawyer and litigate this.
Can you imagine that ad? Hello. Hello. I'm trying to think what if it would be from, like, I forget the name of the place. They're great ambulance chasers.
This is the law firm of Gary Bettman. Have you been misrepresented in a pharmacy? Has someone with an embarrassing personal problem like herpes used your name to gather prescription narcotics?
Hello. This is Ron Mexico. I cannot tell you how many times I was embarrassed when people thought I was Michael Vick with herpes until I met Mr. Gary Bettman.
We were able to secure Mr. Mexico a rather large settlement thanks to the law firm of Gary Bettman.
Gracias.
You're welcome, Mr. Mexico. Stop by any time.
Diabla Espanol.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
That radio is way loud. Hello there.
Rob.
He's here. What do you want?
I'd like to tell Rob that me and Carrie sure are happy that he didn't get suspended for 2 weeks without pay.
This is my son.
We would have had to leave you, brother.
Okay. Oh, who's that, Robert calling in?
That's
Robbie,
son.
Rob, can't you hire a better actor to do that sketch?
Bye-bye. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah,
hi, this is Ron Mexico.
All right, now we get another guy who says he's Ron Mexico.
Uh-huh. Yes, and I just wanted to fix something here. It has been statistically proven that Mexicans can prove 2 points. Can pick.
All right, 2.8. You didn't get it out. I knew he wasn't ready.
Thank you, my friend. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hi.
Hey, I've got a theory. I think the whole Mike Vick story is a setup. It's a beard.
A beard for what?
Well, if you're a gay guy and you don't want women approaching you and you don't want people to think you're gay, you just make up a herpes story.
I think you're overthinking it. I think it's a legitimate...
I want to say something. You know, if you don't want people to think you're gay...
There are a lot of other ways to go about it.
I mean, trust me, if you got herpes, I can't imagine there's going to be a lot of gay guys walking down the street going, you know what? Yeah.
I'm Michael Vick. I'm constantly approached by women. Can't we plant a story in the press that says I have herpes?
Excellent.
Right.
Yeah, herpes is always the solution.
Got a break. We'll be right back.
Number 15 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
It wasn't my fault. You stole my car. Where is the theft in this house? When I get confirmed, I'm going to be a man. So how come I can't drive?
Oh, you really want to get into this, huh? Who was that man that we had to pick up at camp last year for bedwetting?
That was the year before last. You could have killed those girls. And that would have been interesting. What? What did you just say? Death just shows the ultimate absurdity of life.
What is this? Are you trying to get me to lose my temper because I'm about to put you through that goddamn window?
See? That's what I mean. Life is absurd. Don't say that! God forgive you! There is no God.
Hey!
The Don and Mike Show.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
The best of Don and Mike.
Okay, now we're going to try to give some stuff away.
Very good.
Going to try to give away some Independence Air stuff here. Tickets for, gosh, Independence Air flies to Orlando.
Detroit.
Las Vegas.
Detroit.
Orlando.
Sometimes they even head to Motown.
And
Detroit.
Yes. And $500 in cash. That's the prize. It's Independence Air. Visit flyeye.com and start saving today.
I can say as a testimonial, I flew them on my vacation. I loved them.
We're going to play a game. We're going to try a game that's called Total Recall. This is a very, I think it's good. As usual with all these games, I got the idea. I don't know how we're going to do it. It's going to be based on you, the home listener, and your ability to remember sound effects.
Okay.
For instance, Mike, if I was to play... Can you identify those four sounds that you just heard? What are they?
Ding, bang, dang.
Correct. It's ding, buzzer, clonk.
How about sound that?
Effect, huh? Huh?
Yeah. All right, Mike. Simon.
Mike?
Okay.
What's the order now? That's how we play the game.
I don't know.
That's how we play the game. And I've only got 8,000 sound effects to work with.
Uh-huh. And people will have to recreate them like I did.
Yes.
By making the sound. Right?
For instance, buzz.
Yes, go.
Let's try these. How about...
Bang! Joe.
Okay.
Bang, yep. Joe, ding, buzz. But you spread those out for me.
Joe. Bang!
I wasn't paying attention that time. I thought you were just adjusting the machine.
I think it's going to get really hard if you go five and six sounds. I think you're going
to
really...
Well, you always want to junk it up, though. Let's try to keep it... If we do five, how are people going to keep track of five? Mike had a... Give him a chance. Mike had a hard time with four.
But I have a question. How are we going to keep track of them? Are you going to pre-write them down?
Oh, I've got a mic right up here.
Okay. Lightning fast.
Right up here in the old... What if there's no off switch?
Oh, I was going to say, what if there's a point of order?
It doesn't matter.
That's right. This is not justice. Judge's decision final.
We're playing a stupid radio game. Right.
But you know what, Buzz? Yes. We can help by...
Of course.
...jotting down as he writes.
As best
down.
We can do that, yeah.
He does it real fast. Can I try it one more time?
Yes, you can, Mike. Right. That was your first one.
Okay.
What was that, Mike?
That. Ding. I don't remember. I screwed it up. Boy,
it's
hard.
Tricky. It is tricky. Okay. Here are four more for you, Mike.
All right.
Are you ready?
Yep.
Kind of like having a cocktail party, people coming in and out of conversations.
Hello!
Hello!
Kind of like having a cocktail party, people coming in and conversate. What? You look like you're getting ready to...
You could say cocktail party.
Cocktail party, everybody... Now I've forgotten.
Okay, yeah. Kind of like having a cocktail party...
Hello!
Hello!
Kind of like having a cocktail party. Ding!
Hello! Hello!
no!
Hello!
Kind of like having a cocktail party.
Hello! Hello!
Kind of like having a cocktail party. Ding!
Hello!
Now you know
that. Hello!
Hello!
Kind of like having a cocktail party.
I don't know no more.
Yeah.
See, Robbie,
I think I screwed up the last two.
If we only do four, I can change them and play them more than one time. So it could, in essence, go bang, chime,
right.
Chime, mm-hmm. Cocktail.
Absolutely.
Okay, you want to try again, Mike?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, we'll give you some new sounds.
Okay, now, we're doing just four, right?
Just four. You just got to keep track of these four sounds. And here we go.
It's a lot of fun.
Hello!
No, he's not retarded.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
What'd you have there? You remember those four?
It's a lot of fun. Everybody loves Don and Mike. No, he's not retarded. Oh, I forgot the last one.
It was.
It's a lot of fun.
Hello!
No, he's not retarded.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Those are the four. Can you give them to me again?
Oh, I thought you were playing the other ones.
No, here we go.
It's a lot of fun.
Hello!
No, he's not retarded.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
It's a lot of fun. No, he's not retarded.
Hello!
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Hello!
No, he's not retarded.
It's a lot of fun.
Everybody loves Don and Mike. No, he's not retarded. It's a lot of fun.
Hello!
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Hello!
It's a lot of fun.
I'm out. My brain hurts. Very tricky.
See, I bet some listeners will be able to excel at this game,
mm-hmm.
Whatever this game is.
What'd you say the name of it was? Simon.
Total Recall.
Ah, I'd forgotten.
Total Recall. Oh, you're being funny.
But it is. Down. It's Simon.
Of course it's Simon.
Yeah.
That's the exact idea that I had.
Yeah. Brilliant. No, you said, what's the game? Call the game. Call the game Simon.
No, but we can't call the game Simon. Because
nobody will remember.
Because the game's... People might think it's about Simon Cowell.
Uh-huh. You're not trying. You're just not qualified.
And wouldn't it be great when Simon was out as a game, if it was Simon's voice? Red, green, blue. And when you would push the wrong way, you... Silly ass. No, it's red, blue, green.
You're totally screwing it up. You'll never amount to anything.
Do you remember... How Simon used to be considered, like, the best electronic game.
And at the time it was. It was a blast. I loved that game.
Did you ever play the handheld, has nothing to do with Simon, but before Simon, the little handheld football and television game?
Yeah, the white one?
Yes.
Yeah.
That, at the time, you'd look at it, and all it was, in essence, was one pong that would go boing, 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 down like the 20, 30, 40, 50 yard line.
Coleco. It was a little handheld Coleco.
Yes, ColecoVision.
And then they came out. Did you get football?
Well, how was that
too?
Like Simon, though?
It was a handheld electronic game.
Oh, okay.
What was
the object of the game?
The object of the game was to play football, except it's nothing like our games today.
Right.
It was really like a series of 30 red lights. That's all it was.
Yet I would spend hours pretending I was playing football.
Mm-hmm. And football, too, you could pass.
Yeah, and playing this idiotic game. And I remember looking at people going, look at this, I'm playing football, right? And same with Simon. You know,
Simon was the game that excited me the most since Trouble.
Oh, Pop-O-Matic.
Well, that's only you like Pop-O-Matic.
Pop-O-Matic, yeah, I love that game.
Buzz, what was it like when Chess came out?
Well, it was confusing at first, but we eventually caught on.
How was the weather?
Cold.
Give me half a second to get all my tapes ready. So I'd like to surprise you with some crazy tapes.
Sure.
Crazy.
Welcome to another edition of Simon Total Recall. How's your memory? Remember the first rule of Simon Total Recall? How's your memory? Don't question the host. That's a little pre-warning right there.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi there. Who is this?
Tiffany.
Tiffany, not the Tiffany we drove the bus through, I hope. Tiffany, where are you from?
Baltimore.
That would be beautiful. Tiffany Darwish.
All right, Tiffany, we're going to try Simon. Let's see how well you can remember, okay?
Okay.
Well, good luck, Tiffany.
Thank you.
Boy, this phone. What's up with this telephone here?
I don't know.
Why does this line... Why does this line sound like this, Tiffany? Can we play a game?
Tiffany.
Hold on, Tiffany.
Tiffany.
Okay.
Let me see if we get a better phone down here, or if it's just the whole system. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, what's up, man?
See, now we don't get that sound on this line.
I don't know. It doesn't sound that normal.
Let's stop it, Mike.
Sorry.
See, it sounds good there.
Uh-huh.
I heard you. Then we go back to Tiffany.
Yes.
How you doing, Tiffany?
See, it's the line that Tiffany's on.
Yep, it is.
We'll come back to you, Tiffany.
Okay.
Right.
I just lied to her. You know who would be good at this game is Patrice Rushen.
Yeah.
Forget-me-nots.
Oh, send me
forget-me-nots. Or as you kids would know it now, the Men in Black song.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here we go. Where's this guy? Jeremy.
And, of course, Streisand.
Hello.
Yeah.
What?
Barbara Streisand.
She didn't sing Forget-Me-Nots.
I know she sang Memories.
Oh, Memories.
Jesus, come on.
Don't get mad at me.
Come on, Al.
Don't yell at me.
Barbara Streisand. Send me Forget-Me-Nots.
Hello. Jeremy.
Yes, sir.
Where are you from, Jeremy?
Baltimore.
All right, another one from Baltimore. Here we go. Give you four sounds.
We're going to try to keep track of it.
We're trying.
Here we go. Here are your four sounds. They are...
Hello.
Okay. That can be identified simply as hello. Then you have...
Someone called for a doctor?
Doctor. Then you have... Austin Powers sound. And...
Good heavens, no.
Okay?
Okay.
Those are the four sounds. So now tell me, I'll give it to you one more time. Jeremy, what order are you hearing these sounds right now?
Hello?
Someone called for a doctor?
Good heavens, no.
Jeremy, what was that order?
I can barely hear it. It's like really muffled.
You know, isn't it great to start the game with a wimp?
Go to hell.
I can barely hear it, but I really want to win.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Ooh, excuse me.
Wow. Hey, now we both burped or something on the show today.
Thank you.
Hello. Don and Mike.
Hey.
Hey, who's this?
This is Harris.
Harris. All right, Harris. Here you go.
Harris.
Scott Sam Harris, is it?
No.
Oh, man. Now, that was Somewhere Over the Rainbow. And what a song it was.
He was Clay Aiken before there was a Clay Aiken.
That's right. Remember those tuxedos? What would he wear? The tails.
He wore tails. Sam Harris. Curly hair. Okay, here are your four
sounds.
Let's
hear the four sounds.
Okay, here we go. Thank you, Harris. Thank you for taking control. The sounds are...
Hello.
Hello.
Someone called for a doctor?
Doctor. Austin Powers.
Good heavens, no.
Good heavens, no. Now, I'll do them faster, same order, just to give you a chance.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready? Harris, identify these. Here we go.
I'm ready.
Hello?
Someone called for a doctor?
Good heavens, no.
What's the order?
Hello, doctor, Austin Powers, good heavens, no.
Good. Now, let's see if you get it this time.
Good heavens, no.
Someone called for a doctor?
Hello?
What you got?
I got... Crap.
he's out.
Oh.
That's how we play the silent
and
game.
You are doing this, incidentally. This is perfect. This is the way it's we can keep track. And, you know, but you should set each one up with the four because I think it's fair to everybody.
And they should, if you can't go back with what I'm saying, like Austin Powers or hello, you should try to mimic them if they're true sounds the way that Mike did when we had the ding, etc.
Yeah, you should mimic.
Identify.
Okay, let's see. Hello, oh, God. Here's another one of these phone lines that sounds like that. We'll try and
sound it. Find him.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
It's me, babe.
Hey, what's your name, babe?
This is Sean, honey, from SAC. Love you guys.
Okay, sweetie pie.
Yeah.
You lay with the phone. Horrible.
Yeah, Sean, you in control.
Okay, Sean. Listen, that might have worked with the other person, but not with you.
Thanks, honey.
Hello, Don and Mike. Who's this? Hello?
Hello, Don and Mike.
Name, please.
Hello?
Hi, what is your name?
What's your name?
This is Ray.
Ray, you can call me Ray. Ray, where are you from?
Person City.
All right, Ray. Beautiful. Here are your sounds, Ray.
Okay.
Bacardi Limon.
Tony Diggs.
It's a lot of fun.
Hello.
Hello.
Okay, so I'll give them to you one more time. Here's your order to begin with. It's Tony the Engineer.
Bacardi Limon.
Tony Diggs.
Then it's a lot of fun.
It's a lot of fun.
Then it's little girl, hello.
Hello.
Then it's old lady, hello.
Hello.
Just said the S word.
Yeah, you can't say that. You're just
about that.
You're doing four or five on that one.
That was only four.
The Bacardi Limon and Tony Diggs?
Here's why.
That's one.
The Bacardi Limon with the...
Tony Diggs.
That is one take.
One take.
See, every time I play that...
Bacardi Limon.
Tony Diggs.
It's on there. So I can see why that may have confused you guys. I'm certainly not that guy. Not that listener. Let's try it again.
No.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi, who's this?
Dan.
All right, Dan, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Here are your four sounds. They are... Winner.
Winner.
Beep, beep. Hi, Don and Mike. It's Tony Soprano.
Okay. Hi, Don and Mike.
And Granny.
Yeah, I see fish.
Again, your four sounds are Wendell Hall, winner.
Winner.
Beep, beep, Bert. Tony.
Yeah, I see fish.
I screwed it up. With this phone. This phone sounds... I got to concentrate. I got to hang up on you. Get a different line.
Going to keep the same sounds?
Yes. Hello, Cass?
Hello.
Okay, beautiful.
All right, Mama.
Hey, Mama, here we go. Your sounds are... Wendell Hall, winner.
Winner.
Bert, beep. Tony.
Okay. Hi, Donna, Mike.
And Granny.
Yeah, I see fish.
You ready to play?
Yeah.
Here are the... Oh, there you sound enthusiastic.
What's the matter, Cass?
It's hard to hear you guys. You sound really muffled.
Something maybe goofy with the phones.
I don't think there's anything goofy with
the
phones.
Not the first complaint you heard.
Yeah, but also, we talk to people all... Now, this bitch has no problem hearing us speak right now.
You guys sound really muffled.
We sound... How can we sound muffled, bitch? You keep hearing what we're saying.
I can hear you, but it sounds muffled. That's all.
All right, you going to try it anyway?
I'll try it.
Okay, bitch. Here we go.
Boy, wouldn't it be lucky if she sounded muffled?
Your choices again. Well, never mind. Let's just see if you can remember this.
Yes.
Winner!
Okay. Hi, Donna, Mike.
Yeah, I see fish.
Go. What do you got?
Winner, bird, beep, hi, and granny.
Wait, say that again?
I think she got it right. She had winner, then she said bird, but it was for Burt Reynolds. Beep, she had that.
Right.
And then what did you have? You have Tony?
Beep.
Yes.
You know, beep like a horn, yep. And then hi. Joe says hi, Dynamite, and then Granny.
She thought it was Joe. She's misidentifying him, but you got to give her another chance.
She got the order right. She got the order right. It was winner, beep, beep. Tony Soprano.
I think we have to have them recreate the sound effects. I think that's part of the whole thing.
Okay, then here we go. One more. Let's see if you can recreate these four. Here we go.
Winner!
Okay. Hi, Donna, Mike.
Yeah, I see fish.
Go.
Winner. Beep, beep.
Keep going.
I'm trying to think. Ha, 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 ha.
Uh-huh.
Hi, Dynamite, and I see fish.
She got it.
Great. Now,
that's it.
Now you made it past the first round. Outstanding, bitch. Now,
I just want to tell her one thing. When you're doing the beep, since you got them right, the beep and the laugh, you know, the beep and the ha ha ha, that goes together.
That's one. You can.
There are only a total of four sound effects. Right.
You can get.
Okay.
You can get away with winner, beep, Tony, Granny.
Yeah, but you're recreating the sound effects, and when you put the beep, you got to put the laugh with it.
Are you ready?
Laugh and beep. Yup.
All right, let's play and see if you can be a winner on Simon. Here we go.
Winner!
Yeah, I see fish.
Okay, hi, Donna, Mike.
Go.
Beep, ha, 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 ha. Winner. Hi, Donna, Mike, and Granny.
He said it would be nice if you had done, yeah, I see fish.
Or, oh, I'm sorry.
I smell fish.
Yeah, Granny,
I see fish. Let me get my pot.
But unfortunately, Tony was the last one.
Yes.
Tony was number
four.
Oh,
she got the order wrong.
Yeah. She got the order wrong.
Bye, honey. Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi there. Who's this?
It's Chris.
Chris, where are you from?
I'm from Richshaw.
All right, Chris. You ready?
I'm ready.
Here are your four sounds.
Hi, this is Robert the Mailman.
Okay. Again, it's... Hi, this is Robert the Mailman.
Hi, this is Robert the Mailman.
Then ding, then the buzzer, then the clonk. Now you got to make the sounds.
Hey, was that only three?
That was four.
That was four.
Robert, the ding, the buzz, and the clonk.
Okay, buzz. I missed the buzz.
Okay, hold on. Here we go. It's...
Hi, this is Robert the Mailman.
Go. What do you got?
Robert the Mailman. Hi, this is Robert Mailman. Dink, clonk, and then buzz.
Oh. No, he got the order wrong.
Terribly sorry, it was Robert the Angry Mailman, ding, buzz, and clonk. Ding, clonk, and buzz.
No, I thought it was Robert, buzz, ding, and clonk.
It was Robert, ding, buzz, clonk.
See, it's hard.
Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
This is Igor.
Igor. Okay, of course, Igor. Are you ready?
Igor's played before because I remember Igor's name.
Igor, here are your sounds. Your sounds are... Want to get high?
Want to get high?
Hiccup.
Yeah. I got hiccups.
I'll drink to that.
I'll drink to that.
And scream. So, if you're playing the game, you would say, in order, you would say, want to get high? I got the hiccups. I'll drink to that. Because this is the order.
Want to get high?
No. I got hiccups.
I'll drink to that.
Are you got that? Are you tracking with that?
I'm all set.
All right, Igor. We'll try it one time, just the way we've laid it out. Let's see how you play.
Want to get high?
No. I got hiccups.
I'll drink to that.
What you got, Igor?
I heard, want to get high? I've got hiccups. I'll drink to that and the scream.
Beautiful.
But you have to do the sound effect.
Yeah, you got to do the scream, though.
Thank you.
Okay, here we go.
Oh, my pleasure.
Now, we're playing for the independence there. Get them in this screwed up order.
I'll drink to that.
I got hiccups.
Want to get high?
Go.
All right, I got drink to that, the hiccups, the scream, and want to get high.
Except we said you have to make the sound. Yeah.
Only single one?
Yes, you failed.
All right. Want to get high? That's the want to get high one.
He had the order right. I think we should give him another chance.
All right, one more.
Now, let me do it in order.
All right, what?
I'll drink to that. I've got the hiccups.
Hold on. I'm gonna give you.
I like this guy. He does good. He had him in the right order again. And this, that time he was doing the sound effects.
Okay, so we'll try again now with the same four. Want to get high? Hiccup. I'll drink to that and scream. You ready?
Yep.
Go.
I'll drink to that.
Want to get high?
All right. The scream. I'll drink to that. Number six. And then the screen again.
No, you got it in the wrong order.
No, he didn't.
Really?
Yeah.
I
thought it was scream twice. He has a good. What's the last part?
I thought it was scream, scream.
And the last one was want to get high.
It was scream. I'll drink to that. Scream again and want to get high. He had
it
right.
He's a winner.
He's a big winner.
Winner.
So he's a big winner.
You had that right, Buzz?
Yes, he did.
That's right.
Okay, let's try this one more time. This is a good thing about having a radio show that not a lot of people listen to. Is that. In a couple of weeks, we'll hone this game and we'll really figure it out.
We'll get it right.
And by then we'll have a couple more listeners, and they'll dig it.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready? One more time. For a bonus prize, you've already won Independence Air. Visit FlyEye.com. You're going to Las Vegas. We'll give you $500.
Nice.
We'll try. How about this? An iPod shuffle.
Ooh.
If you can get...
Same sound effects.
Are you ready?
I'm set.
No. I got hiccups.
Want to get high?
I'll drink to that.
Go.
The hiccups. I've got the hiccups. Want to get high? The scream. And I'll drink to that.
Yeah!
That's it. Way to go.
That's good.
Yeah, this guy's got the ability.
That's pretty good.
Very good.
So now you've also won the iPod Shuffle. Download 120 of your favorite MP3s and newer, and never ever hear them the same way. That's how you play Total Recall, Simon, whatever this game is. And thank you.
How's your memory?
Thank you.
Much better now.
That's the title. Thank you, Mike.
You're welcome.
Hold on. Oh, we got a blind guy who says he can rock it.
Oh, I bet he can.
Blind guy?
Yeah.
So you think you'd be pretty good at this game?
I would think so.
Okay.
I got a fun one for this. All right, let's try these sound effects. Are you ready, blind guy?
Absolutely.
Okay, let's go. Did you hear him?
No, I didn't hear
him. Just kidding. I'm sorry.
Okay, blind guy, here you go. Your sounds are Law and Order, CSI, Flying Carpet, Bobby Mailman.
This is Robert the Mailman.
Again, your sounds are Law and Order, CSI, Flying Carpet.
This is Robert the Mailman.
And Bobby Mailman.
Law and Order, CSI, The Flying Carpet, and I'm Robert the Mailman.
All right, now are you going to try them in a different order?
You ready?
Yep.
Here we go, blind guy.
This is Robert the Mailman.
Flying Carpet, CSI, Law and Order, and I am Robert the Mailman.
He's got it.
That's a winner.
Yep, you got it.
Winner, 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 winner.
That's pretty good for a blind guy. Mm-hmm. All right, hold on a second, blind guy. What about this time?
Well, it was Law and Order and then a jumble. It sounded like the CSI and the Flying Carpet.
He's right. I played Law and Order, CSI, and the Flying Carpet all at the same time. Incredible, blind guy. Blind guy.
Yeah.
Would you like the iPod? Would you like the iPod Shuffle?
Well, okay.
You know, actually, we could send you a box of dog turds, and you wouldn't really know the difference.
Well,
but
the smell, I think, would give it away as well.
The iPod Shuffle. Download 120 of your favorite MP3s and never, ever hear them the same way again. Boy, you're good. Let me give you one more real fast one. C-A-E-R. Here you go, blind guy.
Hi, this is Robert the Mailman.
What's the order?
Well, you got Robert the Mailman at the beginning, and you got the Flying Carpet and the CSI somewhere in there. I've lost it at the end.
Yeah, you lost it in the middle. Yeah.
Yeah, okay, we got you.
I eat hot butter baby.
Where's the super hearing now?
Those of us with eyesight, gotcha.
Right.
Gotcha.
Hey, you won anyway.
And a big shout out to Blind Glenn in Las Vegas. Well, I know you were just doing a tribute to him there, Mike.
Thank you. I eat babies.
Hot butter. You eat babies.
Yes, I do. I'm glad. Well, thank you, Donovan.
Well, that is how we play Simon. Thank you, Chase.
I'll be honest with you, I'm 30 and I'm living in my parents' basement, and I seriously need to get to a state where prostitution is legal. I was kind of
he wanted to fly somewhere.
Well, I'm sorry, blind people can't fly.
No,
are you ridiculous? Only for those of us with sight. Yes, would you want to give up the iPod and go to Vegas?
Absolutely.
All right, you got it.
Oh, what the hell?
Yeah. Have a good time.
Thank you very much.
That is courtesy of Independence Air. Visit flyeye.com and start saving today. Independence Air, go your own way.
So we can throw the Braille iPod back in the hopper?
Make sure the hooker's good looking. Verification of blindness.
I don't think
necessary.
It would matter much, bud.
Thank you. Hold on, blind guy.
Thanks for playing Test Your Memory.
Have a great time in Las Vegas. I thought it was Total Recall Simon.
I forgot myself, but it sure was fun. We got a break. We will be right back.
Number 15 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
Sacramento, California. Hello.
Larry King, I want to commend you on your choice of suspenders tonight.
It is black.
I know it. This quality, though. This money that belongs to the Iraqi people, can they get that back from Saddam? And are we going to get Don and Mike on the Armed Forces Radio over in Iraq?
Good question. That's a good question. Nick, Christopher, can they get the money some way to send that money back to the people? He probably took it from them.
Smashing Baby.
The Don and Mike Show.
It's the best of Don and Mike.
The new thing in radio is, there's nothing new in radio. It's an idea from a Canadian station where they said, well, they actually do play anything, where it's like you hear Led Zeppelin into Dolly Parton. And now what's
happening like real old country Dolly Parton or pop Dolly Parton?
No, like old, like when Dolly Parton sang that Whitney Houston song.
Oh, wow.
Yes, I mean, you hear what they would call now train wrecks,
right,
you know, on the radio, where you, these songs that don't mash together, but what they don't do is...
The overall concept, I don't mind. I actually am intrigued by it.
Well, the problem is that all these stations now in America... They all want to do it, but they don't want to commit to it all the way.
Of course,
they all want the name, and they all want to say,
of course,
Jack FM, and none of them knows why
the hot new
Jack
thing.
FM is the name.
Right.
But because that's what they call it in Toronto or wherever,
uh-huh.
Now there's 50 radio stations in America called Jack FM, and they're working under the format that they will play anything.
And the original did it right, where they just threw anything on there. Mm-hmm. And that's the intrigue, right, that when you turn that on,
now,
you could hear anything. But now program directors are mucking it up.
As I mentioned, I think yesterday, day before, we got a station here in D.C., Mix 107, and they've not gone all the way with it. They've not changed it to Jack FM, but they say the new Mix 107.3, where we play anything.
Mm-hmm.
I've been in the car since we've been back from vacation, to play the same junk that they used to play. It's all this. It's all the same junk. Now I'm reading about what in my opinion, at least, is a pretty legendary radio station in San Diego.
Okay.
It used to be known as Buzz. You remember this is a great B100.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Shotgun Tom Kelly worked with
it. I did a weekend shift there one time. Got real drunk, like in 1979, was out in California.
Absolutely.
KFM, BFM, San Diego, B100. It later became a station called Star 100.7.
Okay.
Well, this station is the latest to go to the all jack format. So, here's what it says. I'm reading this in this radio thing here. After teasing listeners for several weeks, KFM BFM San Diego became the latest American station. Incidentally, now they're counting the 58th American radio station.
There'll be more.
To adopt the We Play Anything format, known as 100.7 Jack FM.
Okay.
So then you go to their morning guys who are still working there, the afternoon guy. Now, here you go. A few minutes before 10 o'clock, Jack kicked off with a produced promo that said, "You're used to radio stations that play one type of song, maybe two or three types. This is a new station. It's kind of hard to describe. You have to listen to it. Welcome to Jack FM." Now, here are the first five songs that they play.
Let's hear this.
R.E.M., It's the End of the World as We Know It.
Great song, one of my favorites.
Yeah. Followed by Maroon 5, It's Harder to Breathe.
Heard that a million times.
Followed by Glenn Frey, The Heat Is On.
Mm-hmm.
Followed by Pete Townsend, Let My Love Open the Door. And then followed by Josh Groban.
Yeah, yes. Josh Groban, who's kind of a folk singer type guy.
Followed by Jewel. Followed by Hot Chocolate. Followed by Sheryl Crow. And then followed by U2.
That's adult contemporary.
Yeah. Well,
most, that's what that format is.
Listen, this is the bulletin that I'm giving you, is that a lot of these stations, and this one here at Mix 107.
It's doing the same thing.
Same thing. They've taken maybe to their small playlist of 200 or 300 records, they've added maybe 40 records.
Mm-hmm.
And they've just taken these records and mixed them up in a different order.
So what they're doing is what many radio stations have done for years, once again lying to the people.
Uh-huh. Because they don't have the guts to say, if you're really going to play anything, I mean, I understand you don't want to play songs people don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But play familiar songs, but have the balls to play anything from any area. What they're doing, and the reason that I read this station in San Diego, which is a respected station, all these songs that they're apparently going out on a limb to play, these are some of the most well-researched songs.
Yeah.
Like, for instance, the
songs that you've heard and heard and heard and heard.
Well,
yeah.
The Pete Townsend song, My Love Opened the Door, it's a commercial for Target.
Right.
Okay? They're not breaking any type of rule by playing these songs.
That promo, it said, we'll play anything as long as it tests well.
Uh-huh.
I mean, that's really what they're saying.
Yeah, and that's what they do, is they do research and they test this.
What's that AC/DC song? Thunder.
Thunderstruck.
Thunderstruck.
Bam,
now throw Thunderstruck in the middle of that.
I'd like that.
I dig that. If you're playing anything, right?
Variety.
Thunderstruck's a popular song in that particular community.
But they won't. But they won't, right. And it's a fake, and it's just like
so
when,
what it is, it's like the mix stations all over again.
Yeah. Yes, they just
with
don't
a new name.
Yes, absolutely.
That sucks.
That's safe. And what's funny is that they call it Jack FM. And then
Jack has replaced, Mix has replaced,
yeah.
Arrow, Star,
and
all of
and,
that. Yeah.
And also now, there's another faction in America,
mm-hmm.
guys that are ripping off this format and doing it radio-wise, and instead of calling it Jack FM,
right.
they decided to call it Bob FM. And now the talk between these radio
networks. Like, as dumb as that thing that your radio station did years ago when they made it, a color.
Blue 128.
Blue tests well. People like blue.
So now I'm reading articles where they're saying, what's the difference between Bob and Jack?
Yeah.
Well, the difference is that on Bob, they might play, Cold as Ice by Foreigner.
Uh-huh.
But on Jack, you might hear the flip side.
Or maybe not.
Maybe not,
because we think it would drive you away.
Absolutely. Do we have a radio over there? Turn on Q107. See what they're playing right now.
I have a tuner next door. Let me check.
I would bet you that they're playing
some contemporary music.
Some researched piece of garbage.
Don Henley.
Let's
what they're playing. Let's start a station in California. Call it Monterey Jack.
So, now we did.
I made a Monterey Jack joke the
other
day.
Buzz,
all right.
We already played this
okay.
game.
We played that right. game. Louisiana Cracker Jack.
Buzz, you know what? Now you're
we
like,
didn't mention those.
You're like a latecomer on the name game.
I'm not. I love this game.
This is not allowed.
Okay. And of course, the first contest on the radio station. A great little game we call You Don't Know Jack.
Okay, Cracker. Cracker Jack.
Cracker Jack.
As long as we're doing the Jack.
All right,
thing.
So we got Monterey Jack, Cracker Jack, Pepper
Jack.
Apple Jack. That's a good one. We didn't have that there.
Yeah. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Yeah, that death clock thing that you just ran, you know, if you run the same results, the same statistics, six or seven times in a row, it gives you different results.
Oh, but then you put the exact same thing in there?
Yeah, I don't even touch it. You'll get 6 or 7 years difference. I'm already dead.
I didn't have
that. He's already dead. Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Hello?
Don and Mike.
Oh, there you go. Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, our mix station would decide to go out on a limb and play Green Day from their new album.
Where do you live? What town do you live in?
Baltimore. It's
in Baltimore.
665.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye. Yeah, it's an awful...
I hate it when they pull a name like that, like Jack, for example. And I'd like to find the original documentation for the reason. Because they'll come up with some radio reason
for it. You
know
that Arrow, which was popular for a while, stood for All Rock and Roll Oldies.
Right.
A-R-R-O. Okay. I guess the
without
W.
Without the W.
Without the W is silent.
So
Mike.
Is Jack supposed to symbolize something?
Jack symbolizes the listener, who I like to... And we went through the phase with radio stations when they were named Alice.
And Ralph.
And Ralph.
Alice and Ralph.
Right.
Hold on. Here is somebody calling on the inside line. Robbie?
There are a lot of songs out there, and we aim to play all of the good ones.
What are they playing?
They're playing Wicked Game by Chris Isaac right now.
That's adult contemporary.
Okay, leave it on there for a second. Okay, I'll come back to you when the song's over to hear what they follow it up with.
Okay, there was a song before I didn't recognize it was some new record, so it wasn't really playing anything.
See, but yeah, if they play a new record, a new researched piece of crap that sounds just like all the other crap that's out there, that's really not the point.
All right, I'll stay here and dig on this jam.
Okay, I'll come back to you.
Thank you, then.
Hold on.
Hey, that music right there, that's music to put your head in the oven by.
Hello, Don Mike Show.
Hey, guys.
Hi there.
I'm listening in D.C., so I flipped over to 107 yesterday after you were talking about it, and it went from Billy Ocean to Peter Frampton to, like, Maroon 5 or somebody like that.
Yeah, I mean,
it's
the same as they did before. It's
right.
The same bad white music as they've been playing for the last 15 years.
Music for normal people.
Like Jack.
Yeah.
Jack.
Hi, Jack.
Here's Hi Jack.
I like that.
They're still playing it.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, Rob.
It's a long record.
And that song, that I hear that song seriously. Isn't that the kind of song you'd have on in the background if you like took the little PVC pipe and put it from your exhaust into your back?
Wicked anything like this.
It's like, okay, I'm losing consciousness.
Sixteen to digging.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, Mike. Don Mike.
Yeah.
How you doing, buddy?
Oh, come on now.
You know better.
Qualified. You know how we are. We've been on the air for over 2 hours. Hi. Don and Mike Show.
It's you.
Oh, hey. How you guys doing?
Oh, God. We're doing okay. You know that. What can we do for you?
I'm sorry. This is Gene from Reno. We have a Bob Radio out here, and they do nothing. They started as the new station. About a month ago, they went to Bob Radio.
Okay, listen, just very quickly, do they play all the same bad records they did before?
Well, they started playing nothing but...
Yes or no.
They've been filtering into the
90s.
Yes or no. Oh, God.
You know, you're not
going
to get a straight answer.
No.
Okay. Let's just go back to our...
How you doing?
Let's go back to our monitor of the local Washington station that's doing this new format.
They're still playing Wicked Game.
Now, do you think there's a chance that over at Mix 107, they're listening to us right now, and they're going, you know...
What should we play?
Don and Mike are listening to us on hold.
Put on a classical song!
Actually, they can't because of the delay. They don't even know we're on the show yet.
Oh,
I mean, if they had guts, I mean... If you really were going to play anything, you'd play like Zeppelin now, or Billy Squire now, or Bob Marley now.
Sure.
How much do you want? I'll bet they play something like the Cardigans or Wilson Phillips.
That Cardigans is a good guess.
They both are.
Also, oh my God, I wish I could remember.
Yeah, that reminds me.
Oh, Third Eye Blind or whoever they used to be, or Spin Doctors.
That reminds me. We are a long time away from one of your music days that you've done here. You know,
done
where you just come in and have some fun. You know, with your record, with your box of records.
I don't know, Mike.
Throw stuff on there. It's a lot of fun.
Well,
not a sermon.
I just
a thought.
Appreciate it.
Right.
It's just I'm being taught a lesson on how to do that by all these radio stations.
I know.
It's
good.
I think we're near the decay.
Oh God, get my rifle.
Oh,
that's better.
All right, everybody, be quiet now, so we can hear.
I'll be glad when this experiment's over.
This next song is going to be great. Hope you like Ace of
Base. I don't do this in my car. Why should I do it when I'm working?
Here we go. I hope they talk.
Shut up, Rob. Rob, shut up, Rob.
The new mix 107.3. Now playing the best mix of everything.
Island Girl.
Island Girl.
Way to go out on
Elton
a limb.
John.
See you later.
Okay, see, there you go. Yeah. It's Island Girl by Elton John. Now, if you guys over on Jennifer Street are sitting around thinking that's an oh wow record, I got news for you.
Playing the best mix. You heard it. Of everything we used to. Just in a different order.
So that's Chris Isaak, Wicked Game, into Elton John, Island Girl.
That, to me, you have proven the point.
There
you didn't have to wait long for that.
No.
That's terrific.
Shocking.
Because we play anything. Crazy. The new Mix 107.
You know, it's only playing everything if you play Taco. We got a punk talk.
That's just because you love putting on the rib.
I sure do. Hello. I miss Taco.
Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don and Mike. How you doing?
You know what that would be, Mike? That'd be Taco Bell. That's a bell for a taco.
Taco Bell.
Number 15 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
What a point that I'm getting the f*** out of here. I mean, if you're not going to recover Greg Graham, if you're just going to let him drive by you, if the rest of you are going to let him catch the ball outside the 3-second lane and drive all the way in here without one guy challenging him, then I'm leaving and you f***ing guys will run till you can't even suffer. Now, I'm tired of this s***. I'm sick and f***ing tired of an 8-10 record. I'm f***ing tired of losing to Purdue. I'm not here to f*** around this week. Now, you may be, but I'm not. Now, I'm going to f***ing guarantee you that if we don't play up there Monday night, you aren't going to believe the next four f***ing days. Now, I am not here to get my ass beat on Monday. Now, you better f***ing understand that right now. This is absolute f***ing bullshit. Now, I'll f***ing run your ass right in the ground. I mean, I'll f***ing run you. You'll think last night was a f***ing picnic. I had to sit around for a f***ing year with an 8-10 record in this f***ing land. And I mean, you will not put me in that position again, or you will goddamn pay for it like you can't believe. Now you better get your head out of your ass.
The Don and Mike Show.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program, the best of Don and Mike.
The new thing in radio is the all Jack format. So, hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, when the DJs come out of a stop set, will they play a bumper jack?
Okay, get out. Stop it, laughing at your own jokes.
He loved it. We didn't.
Didn't you have kids for you?
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Sorry about that. Judge
you hung
was
up?
There. Yeah, I hung up on
you. I left the phone next to the radio so you could go back to it.
Oh.
Well, call me back.
I shall.
Hello.
Fortunate.
Don and Mike. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, what about an urban station? Call it Blackjack.
Yeah.
Hey, I was thinking that this is actually targeting two different demographics. That Jack FM would be targeting, you know, you want to listen to that by yourself, and Bob FM would be groups of two or more.
All right, thank you, my friend.
Turn around the town.
Everybody's trying to get in on this thing.
Mm-hmm. I didn't get that. But he was a gentleman, so give him a bottle of Gentleman Jack.
It was something about sex, about Jack.
Yeah, I'm just going to set it down by the radio, okay?
Yeah. Okay. I'll come back to that.
Thank you.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Oh, we got a new person. Hi, Don and Mike. Hello?
Funk call. It's you.
You are on the air.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
My name is Todd. I'm a voice from the past. Just wanted to say hi. I was the guy who about 7 or 8 years ago had a seizure during low-budget Jeopardy.
Like with the phone down on the floor?
Oh, we remember. Yeah, boy, yes. We remember you. That was a great episode.
And we heard you, like, flopping around like a fish?
Yeah, that I can't remember exactly when it was. I want to say about 96 or 97. Just wanted to say hi.
Hey, very cool.
I'm glad you're still alive.
Doing well?
Doing great, thank you.
Put yourself into the death computer and see when you're going to kick.
And thanks for calling the day after mine.
Hey, no problem. Over-under on me is 72. Thanks for that.
Bye-bye. That guy was great. We had him on Jeopardy, and really, the guy was having a seizure during the show.
It was amazing. We could hear his breathing.
This station targets women, right?
You know, women ain't that stupid.
So do I.
But you target women?
All right, but you do it in a different way, Rob.
Very different.
Oh, God. Well, we're almost done, though. Don and Mike show. Hello? Hello? Oops, I got to do this. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Hey, here in Wichita a few years ago.
Oh, hold on a second. This song's almost over. Hold on a second.
Stand by.
I bet it's commercials next.
The New Mix 107.3 now playing the best mix of everything.
Yeah.
Dave Matthews Band of the New Mix 107.3.
Dave Matthews.
That's wild.
So let's follow this.
Personal Limit.
The first song was Chris Isaacs, then Elton John, and then Dave Matthews. Doesn't that sound... If someone said to you...
It's wild.
Those are songs that Mix 107 played a week ago.
You'd say, yeah, of course.
Right.
This is the new... But we're going to put a new name on it.
God.
And we're just going to change it.
Play the best of everything.
Change the name.
Here's Dave Matthews. Here's a guy you maybe never heard of before. He's kind of an unknown underground artist. Name David Matthews.
There's an analogy out there somewhere.
We play anything. Young man's name was John Lennon. Had a little song.
I think you might recognize this one.
Listen, are you there? Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, a few years ago here in Wichita, they had a station called The Buzz come out, and they started off playing nothing but 80s music, and it was the retro station. And then after about 3 months, they decided that it wasn't working, so they went from retro to right now.
From the 80s
and today.
Left out or right now.
Adapt and survive.
This is what these radio guys should know. When we do a segment like this, and I know that we talk about how our listeners are little brains, but really, do you hear how they really get what's going on?
Well, I mean, you know, any program director there, and there are plenty in this country that would just storm through that door and say, my God, what are you doing talking and playing the competition? Well, what we're doing is illustrating just how
bad.
You'll know how they're lying to you.
Yeah, that's true. And, you know, and the thing is, they do have the opportunity that if they really wanted to try, you know, if you're to the point like Mix 107, where you're pulling no ratings at all, why not play something besides stupid Dave Matthews
Take
Band?
A chance.
I mean, if you're really going to do it, go all the way with it.
Play Taco.
This is that depressing, like, adult contemporary music that I hate whenever I get in the car. I turn this crap off.
No, it's Dave Matthews when he, you know, he's kind of going down that family route anyway now. I mean, what's weird about Dave Matthews is he is making that almost pseudo-adult contemporary music right now. He made a kids movie where I took my kids to see it. It was, you know, one of those dog movies where, you know, the kids want to find the puppy, whatever the hell it was.
Oh,
you know,
the Winn-Dixie movie.
The Winn-Dixie movie. Yeah. He's in that movie, you know. Then you go to a Dave Matthews concert, and, you know, you go into that parking lot, and I think, you know, per square inch, you get more gang at a Dave Matthews concert than anywhere. You know,
Mom,
we follow him everywhere. We took our van, and we have been to 51 concerts from the contiguous United States.
He has not been the same since he married Kathleen.
Hello. Kathleen, that's so shut up. Hello.
Radio guys.
Because the only way for us to get out of that now is for me to mention big, sweaty Chris Matthews.
Well, see, if you mention Chris Matthews, that's a national guy.
Big,
you know?
Sweaty Chris Matthews on top of his anchor wife, Kathleen Matthews, from Channel 7. Can you imagine? That's like having a giant beach whale on top of you.
Ah, yes, the Matthews joining.
Yes, you're on the air. Hello there.
Dynamite Radio guys.
Hi.
You're missing a great Jack Bauer.
Jack Bauer. He'd shoot the format.
Are you playing Dave Matthews again? Get me the president. I can't stand it, sir. I want you to take out Elton John.
Point three now playing the best mix of everything.
Hello, I just wanted to say that that was just the greatest bunch of music I've heard in a long time.
Stupid bitch.
Matthew Spencer, I think I said the space between Island Girl, Elton John, before that. Wicked Game by Chris Isaac, One Thing, Finger 11, and David Bowie and Queen. Starting things off with Under Pressure. Much more music variety on the way for your drive.
All right. Tool.
Okay. Wow. Stupid. They're going to play commercials.
Who is on the hotline? Hello? Hotline. Hello?
Got a phone call. Somebody's typing away on a keyboard.
Hello?
Hello, keyboard person.
Now, this is on our inside line.
Yes.
Maybe it's someone at Mix 107 calling.
Hello?
Hello?
Really killer quarter hour there. I'm sure you're really killing us with that great mix. Woo! I gotta step back for the microphone.
Stand by for war.
Damn, how do we compete with that?
We don't stand a chance.
Amazing. Stand by. Hey, and what I love is on those.
Island Girl!
On these formats, they must tell the disc jockey, you gotta speak like you are an immigrant running from Mexico to get over the border to the United States. Say, Miss 107.3, we play anything. Yeah, come on, I see Matt coming from right out here. Grab a hand.
Yeah, but the only thing they want him to slow down on?
Everything.
Right. All right, the new Mix 107.3 play right now. Sorry, the best mix of
everything.
Card says the best mix of pause everything.
What if someone actually read that?
Yeah.
Best mix of pause.
There's a note underneath that says do not read pause.
Okay, one more call. We've got a break. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Mr. Mike, Mr. Don.
Right.
There's a radio station out here in San Francisco that has an ADD hour where they play about 5 or 10 songs of about 90 seconds of it.
Oh, I would listen to that. Now that's innovation.
That's not a bad idea.
That's fantastic.
That's not bad.
And it's usually on a commute home, so it's kind of, you get a good mix of a lot of songs and then...
That's not bad.
That's pretty clever.
But it's an idea that... Well, see, I guess you couldn't... But why couldn't you run a radio station?
Haven't you done that, though? Isn't that what you do on your music shows?
Yes.
I mean, technically, you play about 90 seconds of it.
Just until I get bored with the song, and then we move on.
And that's real ADD. That's authentic.
That really is.
Yeah.
You are listening to WADD.
WADD. We're going to play 60 to 90 seconds of 3 million records today.
And FM. I've got some Xanax now. Honor number 100.
Here's the best part of Supertramp.
Air on the WADD.
Yeah. And of course, for Mike O'Mara, who called in just a minute ago, here's 90 seconds of taco.
Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, then there's always your Baltimore 105.7 that comes out as All Talk Radio and goes to FS at night.
Yeah, but you know what? We'll give them a little slack on that.
She broke up. What was she saying?
She's talking about our station in Baltimore, Live 105.7, that goes to music at night. A lot of the stations that we're on don't have enough DJs to do talk around the clock, so they play music at night and on the weekend. That's cool. I mean, at least they haven't given it some stupid name like Fred or... Fred. Is it a Fred FM?
Listen, after Don and Mike are done, we switch over to Bob. Please welcome Bob. I got a new name for a station. You just play real, you know, with a disorder. And in that 90 seconds, you after Don and Mike are done talking, let's switch to Corky. That's right. 30 seconds of each song.
Hey, what's the request line?
Here?
Yeah, no.
That used to be it. They probably have an 800 number now.
Oh, hold on a second.
See if that's it.
I'd like to call over to Q107.
Sorry, the number you have reached is not in service.
Oh, that's
too
bad.
Please check the number.
Oh, boy, things must really be bad over there.
Hell, I don't know what the request line is.
Washington, D.C.?
Oh, it's not worth the time.
Request line for WRQXFM.
They're not even going to pick up the phone.
WRQXFM!
I would love to.
They couldn't hear you?
Is that because you're talking to a machine?
Yes.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. Could you please repeat it?
I hate that.
Because I'd love to call it.
Incidentally, am I the only one who's noticing that is happening? And they're doing, the machines are taking over.
Yes.
The machines are doing more and more.
Yes.
I mean, the machines have already done a lot, but they're doing more now.
You have to now go through 5 or 6 steps before you finally get to a person.
It's very scary. The machines are taking the world over.
Hi.
But hey, at least we've got Jack.
Hello.
think that's, Robbie, that's,
so that's their main. That's their main number. I can get the request.
Never mind. Never mind.
Not
never mind.
Worth it.
Never mind. Stop. Just stop. Just hang up. It's okay. It's okay.
you get obsessive, don't you, on that? I mean, he had to practically wrestle you away.
With incomplete job.
Yeah, but see,
I favor completion.
Hey, don't we all?
Thank you.
That's for darn sure.
Whatever we can. Okay, got to be right back. We have 10 of the most amazing commercials that you have never. We are going to play
right.
Everything.
All kinds of commercials.
Sponsorships for everything.
We will be right back.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Hey, what's going to happen to me? Too sad to even think about. Oh, God. Regis Philbin. Come on, Artie. Regis Philbin, he came back.
Central, what do you want to do? You want to sit there while Kathy Lee prattles on in your good ear about how Frank hates the chains, Cody's poopy diaper?
The Don and Mike Show.
If you haven't heard it, it's new to you. If you have, shut up and listen anyway. The best of Don and Mike.
I got the request line.
Great. Let me just pick this up for 1 second.
All righty.
DJ, well,
we'd like to speak to Jack.
Pick it up.
Yep. And as I'll only ring it a couple of times.
Island girl.
I love it. Just a little of everything. Come on now, I'm calling. I'm calling the request line for radio station Mix 107.
You're baby stepping. You're doing the work.
I wish we could put this part on the air. We can't.
Yes, I know.
And I don't know if the disc jockey would agree to come on the air.
Hello, David Howard.
Yeah, I would.
David Howard.
What should I request?
Good afternoon, Mix Franz. It's David Howard.
What if I request? Hello? Hold on.
Listen to this. For whatever reason.
Road to the toll road. They finally reopened all lanes northbound.
They like put me on hold.
Oh, that's not very nice.
Hold on, maybe that's because you got to pick up the telephone after the lady gets in the trap.
Yeah, David Howard.
Yeah.
David Howard with you.
I'm trying to think of any like Flirting with Disaster by Molly Hatchet, something you know they'd never play.
Taco, Putting on the Ritz.
Okay, Mike, you got it.
Yeah,
you got it.
Something they won't play.
And for me, how about Telephone Man?
You mean the one with the...
Yeah.
Na-dee-da-dee-dee.
Or Peter the Meter Reader.
Yes, Peter the Meter Reader. In honor of a former Q107 disc jockey.
Jim Elliot.
And if all of those are turned down, I'd like to request Eruption.
Van Halen.
Yes.
Okay, now they still... See, I'm just a listener that's called on the request line.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's picked up the phone and put it on hold. I don't know if this is because they intend to put me on the air or if they are just busying up all the telephone lines.
Hi, you say, a chance you could play, I have got a brand new pair of roller skates.
I'd like to
talk to you. Is this the David Howard Show?
Yeah, hello, is this Mix 107? Yeah, can you play Molly Hatchet? Sure, you know who this is, don't you? You want to come on the air or you want to be a coward?
David Coward.
Hey, hello?
Oh,
well, I guess that answers
that.
That
answers that question.
Here's how that conversation goes. He goes, Bridge 107. I go, hi. Immediately, he knows it's me. He goes, hi. I said, can you play Molly Hatchet? He said, what? I said, can you play Molly Hatchet? He goes, yeah, yeah. I said, you know who this is, don't you? Yeah. Come on, don't be a coward. Go on the air with us. Yeah. Click.
Oh, what a shame. Well, too bad.
Yeah, too bad. You guys
didn't get my taco request.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Like, you know, I'm going to bring it in for you tomorrow.
Yeah. I have a question for you.
Yes.
I won a contest end of February.
Mm-hmm.
And I hadn't heard anything for you guys.
That's because we don't really give away the prizes.
It's a fake. It's fixed.
We don't give away the prizes.
What did you win? What did you say you won?
What do you think you won?
Yeah.
I actually won a trip to Hooters.
No, you didn't. No. A trip to Hooters?
Well, not the shooters, but on flight, airfare.
Oh, the airfare?
Hooters. No way.
That's very
expensive. That was a joke.
When did they tell you you were going to go? I love these stories. When did they say you were going to go? What did they tell you? When's the trip?
I'm on the air, aren't I?
Yeah, well, you called the request line.
The radio show.
Yeah,
you don't call a request line for these kind of. You're going to get us. We're
I was actually hoping they talked to Joe or.
We're filled with some.
I'm going to be checked.
If you ask Joe, he'd give you a phony answer too.
Okay, there.
Go ahead and eject, for goodness sake.
No, Joe would have said, I took the trip, Tracy and I dug it.
Tracy, baby, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi there. What? Hello?
Don and Mike.
I heard a hey, Don and Mike, and then there was silence.
You don't like the radio station, Jack. You know, you can always turn Jack off.
Okay, I kind of had that joke before, but thank you for throwing it again.
He kind of, at least he did a little reconfiguring.
New spin.
Yes, he did, just a little bit.
All right.
Well, nice to know. I'll explain it to you during the commercial.
Yeah,
nice
right.
to know that DJ knew that we were calling.
Yeah. And hats off to everybody who's enjoying the Dave Howard show today.
Dave Howard. Mike, I ask you this question.
Yes.
For all of the goodwill towards Jews, that Adam Sandler... Jerry Seinfeld.
Yes.
Think of another one of my favorite Jews. David Lee Roth. They've amassed American people.
William Shatner and Leonard Nimoy.
There is a shocking number. The Anti-Defamation League has the number, the percentage of people in this country who are anti-Semitic.
The percentage?
What's the percentage of Americans in 2004, it's the most recent year, who are anti-Semitic?
Oh, boy, the percentage of people. So we're talking about people that are bigots, and they got it down to a number. I'm going to say...
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hold on. Hello, is this about Q107? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, you're on the air.
Don, I was just wondering if you could actually call your number, call Joe, phone screen yourself, and then put yourself on the air on the Don and Mike show.
There, I thought that was an important radio call.
Just,
I'm sorry.
I was sitting there, and Mike, you were answering the questions of the day.
It said radio call.
10%.
Negative. Buzz.
I'll say 25%.
14%.
That's, wow.
14%. Now.
Wow.
Here's where this gets interesting. It's not just whites anymore.
No. Mm-hmm.
What percentage of blacks do you think hold strong anti-Semitic beliefs? According to the survey, which was done by the Anti-Defamation League.
Hmm.
How many blacks?
I know that there's always been tension between the community, so I'll up the number from 10%. I will go up to 20%.
This is Ron Mexico. Excuse me, I got to do it on the phone.
Hello. This is Ron Mexico of the Atlanta Falcons. I wouldn't like my hoopers pulled, but not from a Jew, please.
Mike, that number is much higher. Buzz?
I would say 40%.
Well, pretty close. 36% of blacks.
Wow. Both numbers bigger than I thought.
Okay, how about this one? Hispanics.
Yes.
And this cracks me up. Hispanics who are pissed at Jews in America.
Boy, I guess if you're going in the higher number, I'm going to say 30%.
Buzz.
I'll say 35. I don't know.
Only 19%.
Okay, it's lower. Okay,
only
I wouldn't
19%.
Know.
19%. But that's the news about that.
Now, how do they quantify that? How are they able to, what do? Take a survey or what?
Yeah, they took a survey of, oh my goodness, they took a survey of 4,800 people. And this is from the Anti-Defamation League. They sent it to us like as a press release.
Well, all I can say, those are probably the same kind of surveys that said the Democratic candidate for president was going to win. Beware.
I do have a follow-up for you on the Ms. Wisconsin wheelchair thing. And you know what, Robbie, we never got that on the website yesterday.
Okay.
Can you electronically mail that over to get the picture of her? Yesterday I told you about the girl from Appleton, Wisconsin.
Yes.
We had the picture of... Oh, hold on a second. Hello. Don and Mike show.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hey, I was going to ask you guys if you're ready for Mix 107.3, Cassidy FM.
Jack Cassidy!
Now, every once in a while, Joe puts, I think a lot of unscreened ones, but every once in a while, Joe will put a winner up there.
There you go. That's all right. Good. All right, Columbo.
I'm Jack Cassidy.
We're playing the best mix of everything. I'm Jack Cassidy.
We're playing all the same songs we did last week. I'm on fire, David.
Here I go, telling another lie on Jack Cassidy.
I'm in my smoking jacket, Columbo. Have you seen my son, Sean?
There I am with my cigarette lighter and the red hot tip, just ready to nod off and cause a major fire.
Jack Cassidy. I'm playing a magician on this week's episode of Columbo.
Take a look at me. Get me a close-up. Look how well-groomed my beard is, Columbo. Jack Cassidy.
I'm Jack Cassidy.
Here's the story on Miss Wisconsin.
This is the wheelchair winner that could walk.
The chick who that was in the wheelchair, she was Miss Wheelchair Wisconsin. They found a picture of her walking.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they took it away from her. They took the title away from
her. Not the wheelchair.
No, they took the title away.
If you really want to punish somebody.
Here's the latest. And thanks to our listeners, I think most of them in Madison, Wisconsin, getting with us on this.
You're a fraud. We know you can take a few steps, but it's difficult most of the time. Well, see how many steps you can take without this contraption. There you go. You're disqualified.
They had the second runner-up, the girl who came in second. Mm-hmm. They wanted her to take the gig.
Right.
Now, she has no arms and no legs.
Okay.
So she said... Nah, she didn't like, even though she is indeed confined to the wheelchair, she said...
Is her name Eileen?
She said no.
I'm sorry.
She said she didn't want it. So, they go to the third runner-up. And she's a quadriplegic as well.
All right, that's somebody who legitimately needs a wheelchair,
The third runner-up. And the people that are running this Miss Wheelchair Wisconsin pageant, now keep in mind they kicked away the first girl because there's a picture of her walking.
Mm-hmm.
The girl that was the second runner-up with no arms and legs, she's not interested. They go to the third runner-up. She's a quadriplegic.
Mm-hmm.
They say to her, congratulations, you're Miss Wisconsin Wheelchair.
You're the big winner.
Then they said to her, hold on a second.
Lucky.
You can't have the title.
What?
Why?
Here's the quote. Because she didn't have arms? When they sat her down...
Well, I thought she did have arms. She was a quadriplegic.
No, this is now a third girl.
You said the third girl was a quadriplegic.
Okay,
the second girl had no arms and no legs.
Second girl was a quadriplegic.
Third girl had no arms and no legs.
Correct.
So the third girl is Eileen.
Hold on. I know you're trying to get a joke here.
I'm not
trying to screw up your joke.
I understand. No, I'm the joke's
get,
over. I've said
trying to get the order of this. The girl with no arms and no legs was in second place. She turned it down.
Okay.
They went to the girl in third place who has legs but no arms.
All right. Very good.
The girl that was in third place, they said to her, congratulations, you're Miss Wheelchair Wisconsin.
You're the winner now.
Now we're going to have a dinner. They served dinner, and then they took the crown away from her because they said it was disturbing to see her eat without arms.
Jesus, I thought it's supposed to be a competition for handicapped people.
And since we've talked about this and other people have talked about this, the coordinator of the pageant has chosen to resign.
Yeah,
well,
he sounds like an ass-hat.
So I think we'll have pictures of all of these chicks on our website. Don Mike's website.
Well, did they give the lady back her crown then?
No, they ended up going to the fourth runner-up.
Oh, my God. What a mess.
Well,
I salute her. I mean, really. I mean, I give her a hand for just participating.
We're trying to find Kim German, spelled with a J, from Waukesha, Wisconsin.
So sorry. Legally, they don't have a leg to stand on.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Wow. Hey, they didn't just take away her title. They also took away her wheelchair.
Get out of here. Wasn't that didn't somebody say that about 2 minutes ago?
Yes. Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Delay. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Radio Gods. How are you?
Hi, we're doing great.
I just wanted to ask you guys, do you like Huey Lewis in the news?
That's who's programming that new radio station over there. It's Patrick Bateman.
Go ahead and just hang up, honey.
His early stuff had a cool sheen of professionalism.
we're going to do our Pope bit next, right? You ready for that?
Yes, I am.
The Pope is having his big send-off on Friday, and Prince Charles and that cow are not getting married on Friday because they're going to go to the funeral.
We've got the heaven hotline.
However, did you know this? That Prince Charles and Camilla Parker Bowles are related.
Well, isn't that normal with the royal family?
This might not be cause for alarm, but they are ninth cousins once removed.
Wow.
Which does not make their marriage the least bit taboo.
And people wonder why the royal family is so darn good looking.
Let's see. Let me see. There's a chance that they are more closely related than that. It's believed that her grandmother was the illegitimate daughter of King Edward VII. If all of this is true, according to the London papers, Camilla and Charles are actually half-second cousins once removed. Which does mean that if they wanted to have children, they'd come out like Randy Quaid.
Wow. Well, I think based on at least photographs that I've seen of her,
I don't think we're going to have to worry about anyone reproducing anytime soon. No.
Yeah, him, I think he'd need the little blue pill to...
He would need that, and I also... You know, there's a big article on her and how much she looks like Queen Elizabeth. The same sensible
suit. Yeah!
Yeah, that's pretty...
Yeah! Hot!
Right.
Are you ready for a couple of feel-goods?
Sure.
Okay. This is from Erie, PA. An elderly woman in Pennsylvania can't go home again until her house is clean. City officials in Erie, PA say police had to remove the woman who'd been stuck to a feces-covered chair in a trash-filled house. Her son is charged with neglect. He has a joint checking account with his mom.
Sure.
Neighbors said that he visited the house. He would just go by and pick up his money. And just, anyway, they caught him, Mike.
Oh, my God. So she was alive.
Yeah, she was alive. And then this guy, I got a picture of this guy. We'll put this on our website today, too. DonandMikeWebsite.com. You see this guy's face?
Yeah, he looks a little scary.
All right, now listen to what this guy did. This guy lives in Indianapolis, and he pretended to be a disc jockey. And I know where you think this is going, but it's going somewhere different.
Okay.
He would call people up out of the telephone book.
Right.
And he would say, hey, I'm the disc jockey from the radio station.
Right.
You got a chance to win $50,000. What you got to do is come to my house.
Oh, dear.
Now, before you start thinking, you know, that he's got like a 14-year-old girl there or something.
Right, right.
Nah, he's only into guys, and he's only into men guys.
Oh, really?
Before he was finally caught, four different guys had shown up at his house. What he would do is, he would get, now let me get this, the radio hoax. They would get to the man's house, where he said he was a disc jockey. He's calling people at random out of the telephone book,
mm-hmm.
and saying, if you want $50,000, I'm a DJ, you got to come to my house for a stunt. Three different guys did this before the fourth guy finally went to the cops.
Right.
In the hoax, the men, when they got inside the guy's home in his living room, they were instructed to strip. Take off their pants.
Don't you think maybe at that instruction
take off their pants?
Feel a little bit suspicious.
Their socks, their socks, their underpants.
Uh-huh.
However, they were asked to put on a T-shirt that had the call letters for the radio station.
Oh, good. Now, without their pants on?
Yes, now the T-shirt did not reach far enough down.
Yeah, well, it probably came up about to the mid-chest level.
To cover. Now, what he wanted them to do was to run around in the front yard of his house to win the $50,000.
Wow.
One guy did it, two guys did it, three guys did it. The fourth guy, who still thinks he's going to get the money, says, I'm only going to do this if you come outside with me. It was at that time that they noticed, and this is the best part of the best part of the whole story. The fourth guy notices he's standing out on the front porch, and he's not willing to take off his underpants. The guy's standing there with a video camera saying, come on now, you got to run around. He says, come outside with me and I'll do it. And he looks down at the guy's leg. The guy pretending to be the disc jockey, he's got the Martha Stewart ankle bracelet on because he's under house arrest.
Oh, my God.
So the guy is not only into guys and getting guys to come over to his house and take off their pants and tell them they won $50,000, he can't leave his house.
Now, the guy, did he make any advances on any of them, or did he just do the goof thing?
He simply videoed them.
Wow.
He videoed them, he would play music, and they would dance.
What kind of idiot would do that? I mean, really, I mean, the guy's the culprit, make no mistake, but really.
I can't believe he didn't give me the check.
The fourth victim noticed his home detention ankle bracelet, left the man's home after doing the naked dance, and then contacted the radio station.
Oh, sure.
Radio station say,
Linda.
Yeah, right.
Do you have a DJ working there?
You know, we're just playing Island Girl, man. We don't ask guys to take their clothes off.
God. I mean, obviously a sicko, but a sicko with a sense of humor. I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Do you think when he got done and he was reviewing these videotapes, how much, give me a percentage, how much of, getting his jollies and how much of comedic value? Because I see both as being, I mean, that would be a great goof on somebody.
He is also a convicted pedophile.
That answers that question.
He's getting his jollies.
Yeah.
The first guy, there's all kinds of details here. The first guy who went to his house, the idiot that got the phone call at home and showed up.
I'll be right over.
He wrapped the T-shirt around his waist like a skirt and started to walk away to his car while this guy was standing at the screen door saying, please come back.
Please.
The naked man passed a woman pushing a baby stroller and heard catcalls from a truckload of construction workers.
Hey, nice T-shirt.
I thought it was a radio stunt, he said. It was very embarrassing.
Oh, man.
And now you got to know what the defense attorney, the DA for this guy, says. The guy that's under house arrest.
Right.
She says, this is blown terribly out of proportion. This is nothing more than a fraternity prank.
Hmm.
And she urged jurors to find the guy not guilty.
Well, what, a fraternity prank with a guy with an ankle bracelet that's a convicted pedophile?
A fraternity.
Here's what she says during closing arguments.
You know, you basically relinquish your right to prank.
Closing arguments. Is my client creepy? Absolutely. He's creepy, but not criminal.
No.
And this is this case, I think, what is this? April 18th is when this is going to be heard.
Well, you know, when I think of the contest that we've done over the years of of this little fine show here, I suppose somebody might have questioned whether we were legit. But then again, we delivered the prizes.
Yes. Wait, no, we don't, Mike. You heard the guy say we don't give away the prizes.
Oh, yeah, Hooters Air thing. Sorry about that.
You
believe
it. We'll have the picture of this guy on the website. This is the guy. I mean, he kind of looks like the American Idol fat guy if he had a flat top haircut.
You know, I was going to say maybe a sense of humor there, but you're looking at that. He looks like it was serious business.
All business.
The lesson here, never enter a contest from Jacko FM.
Now, you got to take your pants off and go dance around in my front yard while I videotape you. Here's the station T-shirt. It's a little small, but I'm sure you can squeeze into it. How great is that?
The guy wearing it like a skirt.
Amazing.
Well, all right, I'll do it, but where's my $50,000 check?
I will call WN. What was it?
I'm that guy, SRA. Hello. Come to my house to get your prize.
We got to break. We'll come back.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.
It's all good for Clinton. Anything, anytime something bad happens, good for Bill Clinton, just get people off his ass. Stop thinking about me, good. Kids got shot, good, good. Good, good, people not thinking about me. Ooh, tornado, good, good. Ooh, people ain't thinking about me. Clinton damn near got impeached for what? For what? Lied about a job so his wife couldn't find out. Is that against the law? Do you need the Supreme Court for that one? You could have took that one to the People's Court. Could have took that one to Judge Judy. She'd have knocked it out in a half hour plus commercial.
Appreciate it, Mr. Sanders.
Oh, thank you, ma'am.
Kyle, thanks. Kyle.
Thank you again, Kyle. Who the hell is that?
Kyle.
Well, I assume, but who the hell is he?
Kyle? He's been our associate director for 3 months.
3 months? We should find out if he has any head writing experience.
I'll check.
Get up. Have a good evening, gentlemen. We're going to get late.
What's with those two?
Peas in a pod.
Lesbians?
No, friends. Close friends.
Since when?
Ever since they were in that car accident 4 years ago. I mean, one of them can't get through a metal detector.
Which one?
Which one do you think?
I know which one. I don't even know who Kyle is.
Oh, Larry, don't worry about Kyle or who's full of metal or who isn't. Just concern yourself with the weight here issue. Suzanne Summers tomorrow. Do you want her to bring the Thighmaster?
That's all we have when I was a kid, Robitussin. No matter what you got, Robitussin better handle it. Daddy, I got asthma, Robitussin. I got cancer, Robitussin. I broke my leg, Daddy poured Robitussin on it. Yeah, boy, let that tussin get in there, boy. Yeah, boy, let that tussin get on down to the bone. Yeah, the tussin ought to straighten out the bone. It's good. If you run out of tussin, put some water in the jar, shake it up, more tussin. More tussin.
And now, live from Washington, D.C., here's Larry.
My guest is Robert Daly. His newest book is A Faint Cold Fear. It is published by Little Brown. We'll be going to your calls at the bottom of the hour at 703-685-2177. Are you already working on the next one?
Well, I know pretty well what I want to do, and there's a long process to go through. I have to write an outline, and although I have a
contract with the publisher, they have the right to, you know, diddle with my outline, which they always do. And I have to work out the details and then start it and then write it. And so we're talking about another year here. And the end of the year gets very long because whatever you may have done, I mean, you've written enough books to know this, until you write the end, at the end of it, you got nothing. You've been, you know, you can't sell anything until you finish the last page.
Who's your agent?
Huh?
Who's your agent?
ICM, Esther Newberg.
I know Esther.
Lovely woman.
I use Sterling Lord.
Oh, you do? Sterling was my agent for years and years and years.
I like him. He's not vigorous.
No.
But he has a kind of nice manner.
Yeah.
I think if I were a full-time writer, I don't think I'd use Sterling. I like someone more.
Yeah.
For me, it's fine, you know, I get these. Oh, I just got a real nice advance to do a book on growing up in Brooklyn. Mm. Like Russell Baker did about Baltimore, right? About just what the street was like in the neighborhood.
Well, you got four books already behind you.
Yeah. Yours on the bestseller list yet?
It's not yet. It's only been out 1 month, and the bestseller list is 2 weeks behind, as you know. But it's had wonderful sales in Europe. I'm really astonished.
Same cover?
I don't know. I don't know what they'll do. I don't like the cover. It's got two messages. Yeah, it's okay. It's got two messages on it, both of which are, you know, sort of against the female.
Can't read this.
In New York, but I really live mostly in Connecticut, in New Canaan.
East Side?
West Side, right opposite the Museum of Natural History.
Nice, I like this.
Yeah.
It's really growing, that area.
Uh-huh.
Columbus.
Yeah. Lots of empty stores, you know. And you, these guys, these landlords who jack up the rents and force people out that have been there for years. Now, in our times, in the recession, they're stuck with it. Good.
Damn right. Now, I thought we were on a break. Okay, so we've been sitting here all the time, talking and not talking. Does anybody signal me? Are we on a break? Did we take a break? No, we're back. Well, you never signal me back from a break. Are we on? Okay, thanks. Did anyone ever say, here's Larry? Did you hear it, Robert?
No, I did not.
Robert didn't hear it, and I didn't hear it. I'm just talking to the crew. I realized we're on. I looked up. I saw the light. Neither of us ever heard a signal come back. So we have been sitting here. Welcome to the Larry King Show. Our guest is Robert Daly. We're going to pause for news headlines, a word from your local stations, and when we come back, we will take your phone calls. Our numbers are 703-685-2177, and this is semi-hysterical. Yeah, we are on. Thank you. Okay, all I'm telling you is, Mr. Daly and I were sitting here. Last I remember was breaking for commercial, and we never came back. We never came back. So if we came back, we thank you. And if you heard us talking, I don't know what we were talking about, Robert.
We're talking about agents and things like
agents.
That. Agents. Can't be much interest to...
Couldn't have been... If you heard whatever you heard, we didn't curse.
Hi.
Hi.
New in the building?
Yeah, I just moved in Monday.
Oh. You like it so far?
Mm-hmm. Everybody's been real nice.
Well, that's because you have big jugs. I mean, your boobs are huge. I mean, I want to squeeze them. Oh. Mama!
The Don and Mike Show!
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Mm-hmm.
for an outstanding entertainment program. The best of Don and Mike.
A little more timely and topical, and we got hip to this by the people at, and I want to make sure I plug the right magazine. It's a new magazine called Radar.
Radar?
It's a magazine that's just starting publication.
Gossip magazine?
No, Mike, it's all about Gary Bergdahl.
Gary Bergdahl. Yeah, his special magazine.
It's Gary posing in various outfits. Gary Berghoff, shirt off, shirt on.
But always that beautiful giant forehead. That massive cranium.
Yes. My favorite is where he's out on the farm. And he's
right
by the hayloft, and he's got the big bales of hay, and he's got...
I like it when he slips back into that uniform he wore on MASH, but just the top unbuttoned, and that's all. And he's wearing, and he's riding, he's not riding it, but he's posing on one of those vintage 1950s military motorcycles.
Yeah. Sexy.
Whereas, you know, he's got kind of a leg up with his foot resting on the sidecar.
Oh, damn sexy. Anyway, the magazine is called Radar. It has nothing to do with Radar O'Reilly, but they did send us, for a plug, they sent us part of what their lead story is going to be. In their debut issue, and it's just too great because it is the 50th birthday of Walt Disneyland.
Isn't that wonderful?
Walt Disneyland. And of course they're celebrating at Disneyland, and that's
terrific.
At Disney World.
Sure.
And in this magazine, which hits the newsstands in 3 weeks, their headline story is about behind the scenes work at Disneyland.
Oh, good. That's always terrific.
They rip off the enormous fiberglass heads of Mickey, Goofy, and other characters to show the stressful and seamy underside of Disney World.
Oh, boy.
Now, again, I'm going to credit Radar Magazine because they listen to the show and they know that we're big Disney lovers.
Yes.
So they sent over the advance copy. The guy's name is Tyler Gray, is the reporter. He says, whenever possible, and all he did was just send me bullet points from his article. Whenever possible, actors flee Disney World and seek sanctuary in the grungy 1.5-mile network of dark tunnels below. The costume people, the characters, they take off their heads and unwind in ways that Walt would frown upon.
Probably.
There's also a...
What do they do?
Well, I'll get to that.
Okay.
There's also an apartment complex called Vista Way. That is an adult amusement park, in essence, where the people who work at Disneyland take off their costumes and act as they feel they should.
Wow.
They have students from around the world. They all work at Disneyland, and it serves as a breeding ground for all the people that want to be...
For bacteria.
You know, the people that want to be the next generation of Goofy and Pluto and Donald. Now, there's a bunch of rules that I was not aware of. For instance, let me see. You can be, if you want to be Mickey, nobody taller than 5 feet gets to be Mickey.
That makes sense.
Nobody black.
Yeah, that would scare the children.
Nobody black ever gets to be Snow White.
If it was taller than that, they'd have to change it to Mickey Rat.
Nobody white gets to be Mulan. Everybody has to audition to get in. Sex, drinking, and drugs are rampant at this Vista Way.
Right.
Let me see. Paris Hilton.
I bet it's kind of Buena Vista. That's probably what its name is.
There are pictures of Paris Hilton when she was down at Disney World stopping by to have a couple of drinks with the people that work there. That's how good a rap this place has.
As a party palace?
In Central Florida.
What is it, like an apartment complex?
Yes, it is. And they all have to bunk there together because they have to put their money in on the rent because when they started Disneyland wearing the costumes, they make $6.50 an hour.
Jeez!
Wow. There is a pecking order. Sure. The best gigs for the chosen few who have, and this is from a Disney memo, the chosen few who have the delicate bone structure to play either Prince Charming or Cinderella. Those are the cherry gigs.
Sure.
Then come your big five. Mickey, Minnie, Goofy, Pluto, and Donald. Your bottom rung, obscure characters like Mr. Smee. Do you know who Mr. Smee is?
No, I don't.
Captain Hook's sidekick and Peter Pan.
Oh, yeah, not good.
Let's see. They also have rules. Disney is watching all the time. People have been fired for hip-hop dancing while in their costumes.
Wow.
One guy got fired because he started dancing, did the robot in the Goofy suit.
Oh, my.
let me see. They don't want to ruin the fantasy. And this is a gigantic expose that's coming out. So just watch for it. And happy birthday, Disneyland.
Well, we'll look for the gory details in Radar magazine.
Now, anybody who's listening down at Tampa is close to Central Florida, down by Orlando.
Yes. Hold on, 40 minutes away.
Here's Kristen. Hi, Kristen. Oh, you used to work at Vista Way.
Actually, I used to live at Vista Way. I worked in Disney World.
Oh, here we go.
Bingo.
Yeah.
So here we go. Now is
that
this
place is crazy, man. And then in back scenes when they take off their, I saw Puerto Rican Mickey and Minnie pretending to, you know, Minnie was bending over, pretending to do that without the hats on. It's disturbing.
Oh, with just the Mickey and Minnie bottoms on. They were humping.
Did any real bad stuff happen when you were down there?
Just crazy parties and stuff, and most of the kids aren't 21 because you do it. It's a college program. It's an internship.
And so this whole expose is true that they pay $6.50 an hour, which is just awful to wear that goddamn suit. You got to be nice to all the dumb tourists that are down there, and then
they take out money for rent.
Oh, you mean like the company store? Like an old railroad store where they, you know, like the miners, what they used to do?
Yeah, you pay for your bill. And I mean, you can't. It was fun. I mean, you have a great time, but you always come back in debt.
Was there constant sex?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Lots of drinking?
Lots of drinking. Underage drinking.
Lots of drugs?
Some, yeah.
Yeah, how about,
I know some people who got kicked out for it.
How about porn?
I didn't see any porn. You don't really have time to
was
do that.
There,
but
was,
you had live sex, though. That's
was there nudity there? Did
always.
You see nudity?
Oh, yeah.
All the time?
Of course, yeah. One time we went to the hot tub, and you drink in the hot tub. I don't know, with the wine and the hot tub, the heat, you go running. We ended up running back, losing towel, and just keep running. I mean, it's all the time.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
What character did you play?
I'm sorry?
What character did you play?
Oh, you don't see, that's the thing. You're not playing characters when you do that. You get the worst jobs. You're cashiers, and but they give you amazing training. I have to say that.
So you have to work your way up. I mean, so if you're a cashier,
you're only there for like 4 to 6 months.
But if you're a cashier, do you have aspirations of someday putting on the Goofy suit, or is that just for the
absolute losers? No, your aspiration is to go back to college and graduate.
Get out of Disney.
Yeah, to realize.
So you were a cashier handling a lot of that wonderfully clean money.
Oh, yeah.
You get it at a theme park.
Rubbing it all over. Yep.
Yes, all right, thank you, Kristen.
No problem.
Appreciate it. See you later, honey.
Yeah, hand me that fecal 20.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, I used to be Bugs Bunny at Magic Mountain. Yeah, they had these little tubes that used to go on the inside of their outfits, and it would keep them air conditioning, and we were sweating like hogs inside the Bugs Bunny outfit.
Yeah, I hate to be devil's advocate, but why would Magic Mountain do something with Disney World? Why would you? That's like you wouldn't mix Bugs Bunny with Mickey Mouse. Neither company would do that.
Yeah, why do you? Well, I don't get it. How'd that happen?
It was parade stuff. I mean, when we have to do like big parades where it was like down in the Los Angeles area where it was just one theme after another, and that was the only time that they were mixed is in parade.
Because big fist fight between Mickey and Bugs Bunny.
We hated them.
No mixing. No mixing.
Really. No mixing of the characters.
No mixing. Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi, yeah, this is Rob. My girlfriend used to be one character at Disney World.
What? Who was she?
She played Chip of Chip and Dale. She also played Wendy, which was, they called the face characters. Those are the ones without the actual costume. They have to be good-looking people.
Right. Okay, like, so she must have been better looking than the slugs.
I've been to those theme parks where they always had the hottie playing the princess or whatever. Right.
So did she stay at this gigantic whorehouse?
No, she didn't have to stay at the whorehouse because she was, like they said, it's like a set. You have to work through the whorehouse to get to be like one of the characters.
Wow.
And that's actually a step before they go into
the
like
cast
a
system.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, do you have anything bad to say about Disneyland? About Disneyland?
Well,
Well, since she was my girlfriend, she wouldn't really tell me anything that she did, but everything that's been said so far, she would say is true.
Wow.
Well, so you just want to live in the fantasy world that you're hearing the story about how all the people at Disney World act, but your girlfriend was just sitting back in her room pining for you every night.
Oh, yeah. She was, like, stroking a picture and crying. And
yeah. Yeah, right. She didn't have five of the seven dwarfs on top of her. That's right.
I know one thing.
What?
I'm subscribing to Radar Magazine. Thanks so much, Radar.
Hello. Don and Mike Show.
How you doing?
Okay.
Fine.
Great.
What can we do for you?
Well, I was just calling in about the whole Vista Lay. You know, they didn't even call it Vista Lay. They called it Vista Lay, which was great.
Was there any gay activity there?
What's that?
Was there any gay activity there?
It's a different radar, Colonel Potter.
Oh, sorry. Hi, Rob.
Hi. Harry.
Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
What are you calling about?
Oh, basically, I mean, that place was just a crazy house when I was there. I mean, just
crazy house.
A lot of sex.
Time machine, it's crazy
clobbered.
House.
Just getting clobbered. It was great.
Okay, so you weren't there and you got clobbered. Clobbered means good, like getting hammered, just get every night, just absolutely punch drunk.
Oh, it was great. So much fun. I had a blast when I was down there.
Is that when you killed the cells?
Pretty much.
Very good.
Okay.
And there
you.
It is.
Yeah. Thank Bye-bye.
You. Bye.
Bye.
He hasn't been on the show yet.
Right. Click, 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 click. He's not coming.
They took care of that.
He's not coming. Quickly. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, hello. Don and Mike.
Hi there. You're on the air. Hello.
Right. What's going on? This is Mike from Buffalo. Hi, guys.
Hi. We're doing great. Thank you.
Hey, listen. Before I tell you the Disneyland story, Don, as we know, you know, he got his black card a while ago. But Mike O'Meara, you got yours too, man, because when you did that, all right, at the Dick Van Patten thing, that was as soulful as it gets, man.
Oh, so, yeah.
Yeah, all right. I mean,
all right.
Yeah, it sounded like you right. Pretty bomb. That was slick.
Hey, man, you know, I've been... My chops have been busted. That's really the drunk CD, the drunk sound effect they play for me.
All right.
But I mean, that was cool enough, though. I dug it, man.
All right. To hear it, so soulful.
I gave you, the guy's giving you a black card now, Mike.
Man, thank you very much.
You're in now.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right.
You're officially in. You come up to Buffalo, you can stay with me. Now, listen.
Yeah.
Okay, what else?
Listen, I had a buddy, when I was in the service, I was out in San Diego. I had a buddy whose little brother worked at Disney World out there.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's playing the Mickey Mouse character. It was a college thing, and he wound up beating this little kid's ass, man.
That's not good.
Because the little badass, you know, yuppie child, was kicking this dude and, you know, being real bad to Mickey. And my man looked around a few times, didn't see any chaperones, and commenced to slapping him with them big three-fingered hands. So, it was cool, man. I loved it, man.
Commenced to slapping him with those big three-fingered hands.
Like that. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Oh, we got a break. We got something coming up here. Hello.
Hey, guys. I just want to ask you a quick question.
Yes.
If Robert's such a highfalutin businessman and makes all this money, why is it that he needs to have someone, you know, do his teeth for free?
Well, first, are you talking about Robert Mailman?
Yeah.
Well, I don't think he's a highfalutin businessman.
Hey, I don't care bragging about how much he makes.
Yeah, but I don't care how much money you make. I mean, that procedure would be phenomenally expensive.
Have you been to our website? Have you seen the pictures of his teeth?
Teeth? They're disgusting.
I mean, yeah, come on.
That's maybe like over 10 grand.
Well, he says
like that
he makes over six figures a year.
He does, but he gives most of it to charity.
Well, listen, it's going to be something that we're doing for everybody.
He gives it to charity. For all the kids that he's had, the kids out of wedlock.
That's right, because he's a Negro. He's a Negro.
He's a fat one, too.
How long have you been his number one fan?
Oh, for a long time.
You know those Negroes, Mike. Children out of wedlock.
I don't know what you're talking about.
That's a black man's story.
I have no idea.
And he has plenty of jewelry on in the picture, too.
Yeah.
So I know
that's right. That's another black thing, isn't it, huh?
And with his black leather hat, too. Yeah.
I'm speaking your language, brother.
You think we should... What do you think?
Feel me, dog. You feel me.
Do you think we should say no dental work for you, Robert? Do you think we should do that?
I think so.
Yeah.
Let him go buy his own chomp.
How about this? How about we give the procedure to a nice, deserving white guy?
I'm all right with that.
Yeah,
he kind of thought you would be.
I kind of knew.
Rob will agree with me.
In your opinion, do you think Robert stole that jewelry? I'm just curious. I'm trying to gauge you.
I would be surprised if he didn't, yes.
All right, wow. And by the way, it wouldn't kill you to iron your robe before the next meeting. You know, the wizards have been talking.
Yes, I know. I'll see you there, Rob.
All right, get bent.
Bye, Ben.
Bye-bye.
Get bent.
But there you go. You don't know with a guy like that, do you?
No, yeah, you, no.
You really don't.
No, I knew right away.
Oh, you do?
No. That's why I started saying, like, the stuff about blacks. Right. I knew it.
See, I make my own stereotype there. I always think it's like, so I tech the butcher not. That's what I think. But no. They talk like people from the East.
No, they're gay racists as well.
Anyway, check out Robert Steve. They're at DonandMikeWebsite.com. You can't miss it right on the front
page. And I look forward to us getting them fixed for him. I think that's going to be... And the way we're going to fix them, I think, is just yank them all out.
Yeah, Bridget Jones says that she's got a dentist, and she's going to go check out his office to make sure that he's okay. Like, not like Marathon Man or the other jokes you were making yesterday.
Picture her checking out the office. You know, she drives down, takes a right, a left, a right, a left, and then... She's in a very strange, abandoned warehouse part of town.
Yeah.
Come right in. Yes.
Welcome.
It's like a scene out of Minority Report. Like the guy that works on his eyes.
Oh, it's like that.
Big nurse with a mole comes out.
All right, now this string opens up the refrigerator. This string leads you to the bathroom. Whatever you do, don't scratch or touch your eyes.
That's a good movie.
Yeah, Minority Report is one that is hard to go by, especially if it's in HD.
Yeah.
I watch it every time.
And that's my favorite scene in Minority Report is when he gets the eyes done.
You know my favorite scene?
Which one?
When the old lady in the garden
gives
Tom Cruise the kiss.
The real kiss. Open mouth kiss.
And that broad was on some soap opera that we watched.
One Life to Live,
right?
She had a recurring role on there.
A girl from Minority Report. Oh, we got a break.
And I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.